Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Internet radio, you dig? Hold on, let me crank the background up. Yeah. Tracks by Track Pros, C-Merc and Kamikaze. Track Pros, C-Merc and Kamikaze. Some Prez beats up in there, some Blizzom beats up in there, some Nextel Nail beats up in there. Shouts out to all the producers that let me run their tracks in the background. 347-934-0966, once again. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Want to welcome everybody to episode 121. Life is bigger than your blocks. Life is bigger than your block. All right. It's bigger than the hood that you came from. Life is bigger than those same little couple of blocks that you run around in your same hood. Being a hood star is cool. But it also can be very limiting, and that's what we're going to be talking about. But of course, you know I got to run down the way things work. K100 Internet Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Of course, you know we do music around here. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzom. How you doing? I'm an artist and a producer myself. I'm into hip-hop or whatever. Chainless Entertainment is also an independent record label and the parent company for K100 Internet Radio. This is a talk/indie music station. I spin music on the show also besides it being a talk format. Of course, you know, if you've heard this show before, then you know it's mostly talk, and that's the way I set it up to be. But we also run music on the show. With that being said, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artistby all means, please, send us an MP3 of your music to k100radio@gmail.com. Also, if you have any ideas for the show, something that you think would be interesting to discuss, send that idea to k100radio@gmail.com. And any feedback that you have on the show, something you think you would like to be changed about the show, any gripes, any complaints, although I probably wouldn't give a fuck. But even still, I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it. Send that also to k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio. k100radio@gmail.com. Make it happen. Oh, by the way, if you see me in any whack-ass music. And, yeah. I'm flushing that shit. All right? Got a suggestion also from some people on the show and some people in my inbox that I should do a dig it or dish it format. Once I start getting more music sent in, I'll do that. Until then, I'm going to spin the music. Now, if everybody says, yo, that shit was the wackest shit I ever heard or whatever, I probably won't keep spinning it back to back and giving it a lot of spins. But if an artist, I feel, is grinding, doing their thing, and make some pretty decent music, whether I think it's the hottest shit out or whatever, I'm going to play it. But I probably won't put it in rotation. You know what I'm saying? But everybody gets a fair shake over here at Chainless Entertainment, unless it's just awful. And I mean awful. And to this date, I have not and obviously, they never listen to the fucking show. It's the hip-hop. It's a hip hop R&B. If you got any spoken word, you feel what I'm saying? If you got any spoken word, you can also send me that in the MP3 format too. I'm gonna take that. Don't make that too long because it's not music. You feel what I'm saying? But I'll take some spoken word too. Moving right along. We're on Facebook, we're on MySpace, and we're also a podcast in the iTunes store. If you're listening to me via the MP3 version, the blog, the podcast, the replay, if you're not listening to me live, if you haven't had a chance to call 347-934-0966, if you haven't had a chance to do that, or you can't do it because it's coming at a difficult time of the day for you, maybe you're just getting off work like a lot of people are, but this is the time slot that we're allotted, that I can work it in. Remember that you can always get the MP3 version of the show, the replay of the show, two ways. Either you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, all right? That's the official homepage for the show on Blog Talk Radio, and you can click the download button and get it, or you can subscribe to the podcast in the iTunes store. Once again, we're an official podcast in the iTunes store. All you got to do if you use the iTunes software, if you use an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, anything Mac, anything Apple, the iTunes software that needs to be used with it, by all means, go to the iTunes store. You have to be on the internet to do that. Go to the iTunes store. Go to podcast. Type in K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Right up under that middle finger, you'll see subscribe. Click that. And every time you plug up your portable device or every time you launch the iTunes software, you can set it to where you download the latest episode of K100 Radio, and that's actually how I keep up with my shows when I want to, you know, I put them on my iPod and stuff to take them on the road with me or whatever so I can listen to them outside of the studio. And that's the easiest way to get it. It's real simple. Once you hit subscribe, you're in there, and all you got to do is launch iTunes, and it downloads all episodes automatically, all right? And it keeps them nice and organized on your iPod for you, right up under the podcast section in your playlist. It's just like perfect. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to drag it to an MP3 player and naming it. No, it's naming the file, creating the folder, creating the playlist in sequential order. That is by far the hottest shit ever. I love it. Thanks, Steve Jobs, but you're a fucking idiot for making the iPhone only work with AT&T. I'm not letting it go, Steve. Moving right along. MySpace.com/K100Radio and do a search for us on Facebook. All right. Getting ready to get into the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. All right. I'm actually like right now sending out text messages about the show. I didn't get a chance to do that again. But I've been out of town. Everybody knows. I've had a hectic... a couple days. You feel me? I had a hectic weekend. I was in Vegas once again. One time for Vegas. And it inspired me to think because, and I'm getting ready to go into what I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight. All right? Traveling to Vegas just let me, you know, being able to see that place and see that city. First of all, I realized that a lot of people that want to go there never get a chance to go there. And a lot of people want to go a lot of places that they don't really get a chance to go to. And I thought about how profound the fact that I have been able to travel, not just to Vegas, but I've been to different countries. You know what I'm saying? Lots and lots of different cities inside the U.S. And it made me think about, like, how my life would be had I not done that. Had I not had the opportunities and made the decisions that I made to be able to travel all over the world, you feel what I'm saying? To the other side of the globe, to other countries, you feel me? How my life would be maybe different right now. How I wouldn't see a lot of things the way that I see them. And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a show about that. It's because I think that traveling and getting outside of what you know or what you knew your whole life growing up, I think that is essential not only to helping you develop social skills and being able to deal with people of other races and cultures, it's also helping you to appreciate how easy a lot of us over here in this country have it, how spoiled we are, and to realize, you know, just in the grand scheme of things, how big the world really is. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis. Of course, if this is the first time listening to K100 Internet Radio, what I do is read a synopsis, a breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about on the show. And that's how I start off every single episode of the show. You feel what I'm saying? And I go ahead and read this, and then I open up my phone lines and talk to people about what's going on. So, if you listen to me out there in www.land, first and foremost, I want you to get on your phones and dial 347-934-0966. All right? Do that first and get on the phone lines with me. Okay? And then after that, I want you to hit the number one. I want you to listen to the prompts on the keypad, and I want you to hit the number one, all right? And talk to me about what I'm talking about. The best thing about this show, what makes this show great, is I have a lot of people who regularly interact, and they always call in. And I'm getting more and more people who call in to interact that are not necessarily regulars, but I've been picking up a couple of faithful listeners along the way here lately. And so big ups to them, and big ups to all my K100 fam and all my faithful. All right. Thanks a lot. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. Episode 121. Bigger than your blocks. Now, when I say bigger than your blocks, I'm not talking about your blockheads, which some of you motherfuckers happen to have. You know what I'm saying? All right. It didn't go over good. But anyway, I'm talking about your blocks. I'm talking about your hood, your comfort zone where you're living in. You feel what I'm saying? You know, we got a lot of people where I'm from. I'm from a small town, all right? And where I'm from, it's like fucking Cheers. Like everybody knows your name because it's so small. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to front about who you are and lie about your past because everybody or somebody knows somebody that knows you or... You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of different, but you know what I'm saying? I grew up like that. So I'm going to go ahead with keep that in mind when you listen to what I'm talking about tonight on the show, all right? Being well-traveled can change a person's outlook on life and the world, all right? Like I said, I'm from a small city where most people in the same social circles, age ranges, and race tend to know you either by face or know you personally. All right, in the hood, you can actually be famous in a certain mile radius of your stomping ground. We call it hood fame. Hood fame, that's what they call it. You know those guys that everybody know? Maybe he's a big time dope boy. Maybe she's the super fine prom queen chick. Maybe he's the one. You know, it's just everybody knows these certain people. Like everybody knows them. They're so popular, they be out at all the little clubs. It was already, they everybody just knows them. They're all over the city. They're really popular. You know what I'm saying? We call them hood stars. All right? Sometimes, being a hood star and that hood fame, it can be as addictive as having national or world fame. They say when you get drunk with fame, like really famous people, that it's really addictive. You feel what I'm saying? And I believe that hood fame is actually more addictive because it's so much easier to obtain. It's so much easier to obtain. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times it can last longer than national fame. You know what I'm saying? Once you become a hood star, unless something really crazy goes down, you pretty much keep that hood star status for a long time, unless you're a dope boy or something, you get locked up and you be gone for a minute. But even then, if you go out in the blaze of glory, you won't have a rep when you come back out on the street. So, hood fame is easier to obtain and also highly addictive. I go on. This is because it makes people feel like they're a little part of the world, their hood is the end all, and that they are the man slash chick. But the world is bigger than those blocks that you run, homie, homegirl. Believe that. I go on. What made me see this clearer than anything else is leaving those same blocks, leaving my same couple of blocks, leaving my hood, and going to where no one knew my name. What I did is I joined the military. I didn't even really want to go to the military, but I knew that I was headed for trouble if I stayed in my little small hometown. You feel what I'm saying? Because I was into a whole bunch of shit I ain't had no business into. At that age, at least, you know what I'm saying? Because I really didn't have to do it. I was just out the chain. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of my friends were going to jail back and forth. People were getting around me getting shot up and fights and just crazy stuff. Nobody really trying to strive to do anything but be that. So I had to get away. Had to go. Couldn't stay in the hood and make it. I was going to fall prey to that hood shit, that hood mentality. And I knew that I had to get away. So I went and I left. And that's and as much as I hated the military, and I mean, trust me, people, I hated it. The one thing that I will not take away from that organization is the fact that they let me see the world. It opened my eyes up to the fact that the world is a lot bigger than Panama City, Florida, than Glenwood. Alright? I knew that. I always knew that. I never really traveled that much. I never really traveled outside of the state of Florida growing up. I would always, you know, we go places, of course, like Tallahassee. That's really nice. That's just really kind of going across town to the other side of town, kind of, sort of, because, you know, people go there all the time. And I used to go to Gainesville for family, with family. And that was pretty much it. I never really left the state of Florida until I left. And so I felt like the world was Panama City, kind of, sort of, in a way. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Even though I knew that. I'm intelligent enough to know that that's not necessarily the case, or that's not necessarily the fact. You feel what I'm saying? But it's just a mentality that you can kind of slip into. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I left, right? And that's what happened with me. Now, realistically, this is not easy. It's not as easy for people to leave their hood as it sounds, mainly because it takes money to travel or move. Of course, in my scenario, I was moving because of a job, but the job was the military. I was going to get paid. You feel what I'm saying? And if you're from a low-income family, the odds are you can't afford to take this step unless you've got something going on. But sometimes you can have the money or even the opportunity, like going to college or looking for a job, like going to the military or something, that will allow you to see further than those same blocks. And time again, I have seen many of my peers let that chance come and go. Not because they couldn't move, not because they couldn't go and travel and see the world and understand and get a better understanding of life in the world, but because they did not want to. Once again, because they did not want to. You understand what I'm saying? They didn't want to go because they loved their they loved being in their hood. They loved being the man. They loved their little small town, even if it was no economically viable reason for them to stay. Maybe it was family. Maybe it was a host of other reasons. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that everybody should pick up and haul ass out of their town. Some people, you know, are born and raised and live productive lives. But I'm talking about the people who really aren't being productive. They just there because they just don't want more, or they feel like there is nothing more. This is what this show is about. To some of those same blocks are the world, and they have no real interest in seeing how big it really is. To me, a lot of times, especially for black males, it's a fatal, fatal, fatal mistake. One that I'm glad that I didn't make. I'm glad that I decided to get up, and I'm glad I decided to leave. And that was a life-changing decision for me, man, because I'm looking at a lot of my people who did. And, yeah, it's a good decision I made. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, love my hometown, but I had to leave. I had to go. And a lot of other people should do the same thing, and they don't. So, here we go. Here are the questions for tonight. First of all, and it's about traveling. It's about seeing the world for what it really is. It's about recognizing the fact that the world is bigger than your little small block that where you're from. People from big cities. I live in Atlanta, Georgia now. This is where I'm broadcasting from. People from this city don't get a lot of times. Some of them do. This is a transplant city, so a lot. This is one of them cities where most people that's here now in this area ain't even from here. But the people that are here, I noticed a lot of them have that same issue. If you're from one of the zones, let's say you're from Mechanicville, Kirkwood, let's say you're from College Park, let's say you're from East Point, let's say you're from Southwest, you see what I'm saying? You from Bankhead. A lot of those people have that mentality too. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of those people can garner hood fame and they feel like the world is revolving around their small blocks because they got whatever going on and they get trapped up even in these big cities. But a lot of people who are from the outskirts and from the suburbs of this city, they get it. They see that they get a chance to see more than what others can see. So it depends on where you're from. Don't get me wrong. And a lot of times what I'm going to be talking about tonight affects a lot of people in smaller towns, but you can be affected by this mentality if you're in a big city, depending on your circumstances. More often than not, low income, poor economic and poor household organization will lead you to fall into that trap. So here go the questions, all right? Do you feel like you have traveled a lot in your life? All right. Do you feel like you traveled a lot? If so, then where have you been and how did going to that place or those places affect your life? What did you learn from going to those other places that you probably really you never would have learned? I learned a lot. The very first year that I left, I went overseas and I went to 13 different countries within 1 year. I was in the Navy. We bounced around from place to place. And I learned a lot about me. I learned a lot about life, people, this earth, this rock that we're spinning around on. Yeah, more complicated than you think. And a lot of people base a lot of their decisions on that small thought process. They see so small and they don't travel and they don't go out and they don't get out and they don't see what's out there and it traps them. All right, this is what I'm talking about on the show. All right. So if not, if you haven't traveled, then what reason do you have for not traveling and seeing what else is out there? What's your reason? If you're one of these people who haven't done a lot of traveling, you really haven't, what's your reason? Now, more often than not, I'm going to say about 90% of the people who answer that question are going to say, I ain't having the money. I couldn't go because I didn't have the money. Whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But I didn't have money to travel. I did something that I knew would make me travel. It was a decision that I made because that's why I said I was trying to get out of Dodge, and I was like, yo, if I was blessed to graduate, barely graduated, lucky, straight up by the grace of God, that I got a fucking diploma some kind of way after all the shit I was doing. I don't know how that happened, but I did. And I told myself if I did, I would get the fuck up out of there by any means necessary. And so what I did was when I said if I can sign up for the military, I'm going to go, I picked whichever one would let me see the most places. That was my choice for going to the Navy, all right? Because I knew that they were going to send me to a boat, and that boat was not going to go to just one. I wanted to see a whole bunch of different shit. And that was my number one reason for picking that particular organization. That's why I picked it, all right? And it did me a lot of good. That's the only good thing I got out of it, honestly, really. Oh, and the GI Bill and veterans benefits. Thanks for nothing, Uncle Sam. So if you haven't traveled, then what reason do you have for not traveling and seeing what else is out there? Another question. Why do you think some people, especially in the hood, think that the world revolves around their small little block? Why do you think so many people in the hood don't want to leave the hood? It's like they want to get out of the hood, but then again, they get so comfortable and complacent in the hood and they get their status in the hood. They feel more comfortable there. I think it causes a little bit of fear and intimidation about getting outside of that comfort zone. I really do. I have family members and I know people who think like that, who are trapped by that mentality. Do you know anyone that is addicted to being hood famous? That's another question. Do you know anyone that's addicted to being hood famous and won't leave their block because of it? What are the top two places that you would like to travel to? What's the worst place you ever traveled to? And where have you traveled to that reminded you of home? These are all the questions for episode 121. All right. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. If you're on the phone lines, hit the number one. All right. I got people on the phone lines, but you got to make sure you hit the number one. I'm going to ask you the questions. I know a lot of people that's going to be from where I'm from or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to say, Blism, you live in Atlanta now, and so, you know, you don't understand what it's like, blah, blah. Look. I'm going to stop you right there. Told you motherfuckers where I'm from. Told you people that's down there where I'm from know where my hood is at. They know the people I was running with. They know what I was doing when I was home living. All right? It was not easy for me to fucking leave. That was the hardest shit I ever did in my life. It's easier now for me to pack the fuck up and go because I know it can be done. But when it's your first initial move and you're 18 years old and all you know is this is all you know to make that decision to go alone. I went alone. I went by myself. All right. I went from the trap to yes or no, sir. Very, 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 very difficult transition. All right. So don't tell me that I don't know or I don't understand. When I ask you why, if you want to travel, whatever, and you tell me, you're going to try and give me some excuse and blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? But I understand that it takes money to move. If you want to relocate, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you may have to go back and try it again, all right? But I'm talking to you about traveling because I wholeheartedly believe to my core that traveling and going outside of what you know, your comfort zone, immensely helps you. I can't even begin to tell you how much it helps your children. I make sure I try and take my children on trips. You feel what I'm saying? So they can see that it's not just about school, home, playing, school, home, playing PlayStation. No, I want them to go and see, be amazed, look, and see other places. Know that there's possibilities for them to travel and go. Know that if you have to, if it ain't working out where you at, then you may need to get up and go. You can't get stuck in one spot. So many people have that problem. Especially our black people. Let's keep it fucking 100. Would I be going out to a lot of places and I'd be going up, I mean, just by sheer numbers or whatever, I know you're going to see more white people or whatever, but at the end of the day, depending on where you're going, you're going to see vastly more people of other races that are traveled, that are well-traveled than black people. Probably the only ones you really won't, you can't even say Mexicans because the Mexicans, most of them done travel to another country, which is this goddamn country. You can't even say that. You know what I'm saying? Most other races are well-traveled. They understand. They get it. I don't think black people really get the importance. I ain't talking about going to ball on vacation. I'm talking about to see how other people live. To understand that the world is not so small. So it helps you think bigger. It helps open your eyes up to different things. And so it's really important that you show your kids that shit, that you see it for yourself. Because had I not went overseas and seen certain things, I might not be able to just really correlate in my brain. Like, okay, let's just, and I'm getting ready to come to the phone lines, everybody. I'm coming. 347-934-0966. And then I'm going to get on the phone lines and I'm going to shut up. But just take me for instance. Take my my career in music. As an artist, owning an independent record label and all that. Had I not went overseas, before I even started really going hard with music, I went overseas and I partied. And I realized I did a lot of drinking. I did a lot of drinking. I did a lot of partying, all right? But in the midst of all that, one thing that stood with me when I came back over here and I started doing music and I started getting into the industry, I realized that hip-hop music is world fucking wide. I know you can hear people tell you about it, but until you actually go to a whole other country and party with people who can't understand a fucking word on that song, but jam and dance that shit all night as if they can, then you realize how big rap was back when I did it. You realize how the potential of it, the widespread, how big it was. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even understand that part of what I do. I'm not thinking about, trying to blow. That's why I don't make hood music. I don't make the shit that might be hot in one particular region. That might have been to my career a fatal mistake. I've had a lot of people tell me you need to make a song for the South, a song for the hood, and blah blah blah. Look, you know what? Actually, maybe I do. Maybe that would garner me. I could take a career path like a young jock and make a song that's regional, and then it blow up, and then it gets me on a world tour, and then get. I could have maybe done that, maybe sort of. But by that point, I had already been well traveled, and I understood that people listen to all kinds of different kinds of music. So I wouldn't box myself in and make one kind. And so that's why I don't, if you follow my career. I realized when I was overseas, they listened to all kinds of music, all kinds of it. But it'd be all of them listening to rap, but it'd be different kinds. And so that showed me that even on that level, what I was doing, the potential that it had to do. So it drove me harder. And that's what it can do. You have to understand that. You feel what I'm saying? When you grow up and you only run the same circles, the same corners, you feel what I'm saying? When you do the same thing and see the same niggas, see the same chicks, get into the same shit, how can you expect things to be different if they going bad? If you need a child, how can you expect unless you can watch TV, but it's nothing like being there, smelling the smells, talking to the people. I didn't get into politics until I started traveling the world. Because I wanted to know why the fuck everybody hated us. Everywhere I went. The fuck is that problem? I thought we were the good guys. Realized it wasn't necessarily so. And so I started watching the news more. See, all these things, traveling changed all those things about me. And so, I really understand how important it is for people to be well traveled. All right, I'm going to the phone line. First caller up is Shay. Shay, what's popping?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 121. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. We're talking about the world is being bigger than your blocks. The world traveling, how essential traveling is to the development of people, and how it can help. Not just talking about vacationing. I'm talking about traveling and actually experiencing. Well, it can be in vacation form, but just understanding how big the world is and how much more the world is than your small hood or your projects. You feel what I'm saying, or whatever, or your trailer park, whatever it is. If you're trapped in how bad and how negative that can be. And I was explaining how much it can help me. So I'm going to ask you the series of questions. Everybody, if you're on the phone line, make sure you hit number one if you want to talk. All right? So the first question, Shay, is do you feel like you've traveled a lot in your life? Yes or no?
I have traveled, but I don't think I've traveled a lot. I would like to travel more. I have done some traveling, but like I said, not a lot. I've only been to one country, and that was like to Canada, and I've been to several states like on the East Coast and you know, around there, some northern states, but I haven't been anywhere on the West Coast yet. So
okay,
I still have
you
have adventure over there.
You've traveled some, but not extensively. Of course, you know, I highly suggest that you do travel more, and if you can, you know what I'm saying. But since you said you've been some places, how did going to those places affect you in your life when you saw them? All right, what did you learn from going there? Just to the places that you said you've been.
Let's see. I've been just about all of Florida, down Miami, up to Tennessee. Where else did I go? What else is up that area? Louisville, Kentucky, around in there.
Well, how did going to all those places affect you?
I like seeing like the different areas because it's very different from Panama City, Florida. All of those places are very different from Panama City, Florida. Like when I went to Tennessee, I got to see the mountains and like South Carolina and stuff like that. I mean, the environment, the climate, you know, the people are different.
But how did it affect you? How did it affect you? Did it make you?
It just made me want to see more, really. I mean, if it affected me, I would say it made me just want to see more. Because, I mean, I've always been, like, traveling little places since I was little. My parents, like, take us different places on vacations. And each year they would try to take us somewhere different that was different than where, you know, the area where we lived at, just so we could, like, see different things, even if it wasn't for, like, a long time.
Okay, so you said you haven't really been well. You said you would like to travel more. You feel like you haven't been traveled. If since you haven't been to more
Louisiana, that kind of stuff, but nowhere like I've been to California. I haven't been anywhere outside of the continental United States.
Okay, so why not?
Actually, I don't know. I guess a multitude of reasons. For one, just timing and finances, and just my choices of times. Whenever I did choose to go to the places I did choose, it was like with friends, different people, and stuff like that. And that's just kind of like where we chose to go at the time.
Okay. So, but I mean, I'm pretty sure you've had other opportunities to go and you didn't. Why not?
I think just time and circumstance. I mean, I really don't have no excuse because I really don't, there really is no reason for me. I mean, some people might. I really don't have a reason. Just haven't got around to it yet, I guess.
Do you realize how important it is?
Yeah. That's what I like to do more traveling.
Right. Okay. So let me go to the next question. Why do you think that some people think the world revolves around their block? Now, you're from the city where I'm from. You already know we got hood stars. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Why do you think it's so, especially with black people, why do you think it's so easy for them to think that the world revolves around this small block? Why do you think us as the people are so, are one of the least well-traveled people, if not the, in this country?
I think because some people have really never been outside their city. I mean, not even to another state. I mean, I think some people really have no idea how anybody else lives. I mean, you know, they think that the houses they see are, I don't know if they think that's how everybody live or that's, you know, if this is the culture that is everywhere, but I think they just don't have an idea. They can't conceptualize it because they haven't seen anything else.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. How could you know? How could you possibly know if you've never done it? How could you know?
Yeah, I think it's hard to want more when you don't realize that there is more to want. I think that's really what it is.
Right, exactly, and that's my whole point. Next question: do you know anyone that's addicted to being hood famous?
Yeah. I would to say I have some family like that. Oh my gosh, if they could stay out of jail long enough, all they want to do is talk about the old days and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, these people ain't even around no more. Don't you know they got kids and they kids doing stuff by now?
So they just kind of stuck.
Yes, oh my goodness, talking about who was this and who was that and what they did, and like you ain't that no more, somebody done replaced you.
Very true. I have quite a few family members who are hood famous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People know me when I go home. More people know me. More people probably know me now, since I'm doing radio and music and everything, than probably when I was growing up. You feel what I'm saying? Because more people take notice of it, I guess, when you're an adult and they paying attention more. So probably more people in my hometown know me now than did when I was growing up. And I knew quite a few people growing up, but not. I think more people know who I am now. Well, they know Blizzom. They don't know me personally. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the way me. But I
think at least you know them for your own self. I mean, it's bad to be known through somebody else. Ain't you so-and-so niece? Ain't you so-and-so such-and-such? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's like, dang.
Well, depends on when somebody says, ain't you such-and-such niece, depending on what such-and-such is known for, whether or not
that's what I'm talking about,
you know,
right
saying?
There. I don't want to have that kind of thing.
Right. What are the top two places you would like to travel to?
Outside of the continental U.S.?
The top two places you would like to travel to. I don't care where at.
Let's see, top two. It's hard to narrow because I haven't been to so many places. I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica because it just looks so beautiful there. I just always wanted to visit there. And I've always wanted to go to Africa.
Okay. I mean, I can understand people who want to go to Africa. I want to go. It's just not my top two. My top two, everybody.
I mean, not for a vacation. I think I want to go just for the educational experience, just for the cultural experience of it.
Yeah,
nothing fun about it. I just feel like if I ever get the opportunity to go, I'm going to go.
Right. I want to go to I want to go to Amsterdam, and I want to go to Hawaii. Those two places, those are my next top places I want to go. Now, I want to go.
Hawaii was my number three, but I had to pick my top two.
I want to go to Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to Hawaii, and I want to go to Amsterdam. Those are my top places I want to go. I also want to go to Asian country, like maybe Thailand. And I also want to go to Australia. And I also want to go to South America, mainly Brazil.
Yeah,
really want to go to Brazil. But those are my other top two places. Next question. Let me get ready to move on and get some of these callers. What was the worst place you ever traveled to?
The worst place I ever traveled. I'm going to have to say probably Alabama. I mean, really.
I don't want to offend anybody, but Alabama just has so many places that just fucking sucks. I'm sorry, Bama. Y'all got some cool niggas. Y'all got some down-to-earth chicks, but God damn it, man.
And they got too much damn mud, too. It's just too hick. It's just too backwards. It's just too fucking poor.
Mississippi is about the only state that's worse. Niggas just... Birmingham. Have you ever been to Birmingham?
Yeah,
oh,
I
man.
Have family
them,
all
them
around
in Birmingham,
Alabama.
Them niggas in Birmingham
them.
Really need to get out more. They need to get the fuck out of their city. They need to travel and understand and gain them value of life more. I think traveling makes you understand and respect life more.
That's all they want to talk about.
You know what I mean? I mean, that place is just, and I've met a lot of cool people there. It's just the place is just fucking impressive. Last question. I'm going to the next caller. Where have you traveled that reminded you most of home? Now, I know I got an answer for that already.
I have two places. I'll probably say about 10, 15 years ago, it used to be Tallahassee, but then I guess after that 10 years, it became Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia area, because I have, like, family there. And so, like, when I go up to Georgia, it's,
okay,
like,
this
going
place
home.
Is nothing like Panama City. I don't know.
No, it's not. But it's, like, over in, like, when that area, like, where my family is.
That place is definitely not like Panama City.
I don't know if it's, like I said, maybe it's just because all my family around in that particular area, like, you know, I associate it. Whenever I go back there, that's what I associate it with.
Okay. Well, actually, I was going to say my the one place that reminds me of home is actually not just Atlanta in general, but one small specific spot in one small specific area of Atlanta called East Point. The people in the city of East Point, you would think you was in fucking Millville. I swear to God, ooh. Glenwood, St. Andrews. The mentality. The
was about like Marietta.
Hell no. No. See, you're not understanding what I'm saying because you haven't seen it. But if you're from Bay County and you know about East Point, hit the fucking number one on the phone lines or call in the show right now and straighten Shay out because you know what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about the niggas that's there, the mentality that's there, you feel what I'm saying? Even just a lot of it is they really remind me of Bay County people, East Point people. You know what I'm saying? Cool, good-hearted. But they be on that Bay County shit kind of too. And you know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Mm-hmm. That particular one small part, and it's not even big. East Point ain't even big. It's about the size, just the city of the East Point area is about the size of like Panama City. You feel what I'm saying? So even if you just take just East Point now, it really reminds you of Panama City from the people and everything else. All right, so let me get the rest of these callers. I'm start people raising their hand. All right, thanks. 718-717, you on K100, what's popping?
Yes, good evening, Blizzle.
Gabe, what's happening?
What up, Gabe?
Where you been, man? Yo, somebody called the other day with a 718, and I thought it was you. I was like, Gabe, what's up, homie? And they was like, they weren't saying shit. I was like, what the hell? And I was like, yo, 718, that's like, me, it was a female. I was like, oh, shit. Because you're the only 718 that normally calls, so I've just jumped to conclusions. I've done that a couple of times for the past couple of days. You know what I'm saying? But thanks for calling the show, homie. This is my homie Game Hunter from the Game Hunter DVD. Also a blog talk radio host on the show. Also puts out mixtapes, you feel me? Spins great music, a grinder, a videographer. He's the homie, you feel what I'm saying? All right. So I'm going to go ahead and let you say what you got to say about what I'm talking about. Now, what we're talking about, episode 121, homie. Talking about traveling. I'm trying to get people to understand how essential being well traveled is to niggas, to especially to us, man. I think a lot of us, if we traveled more and saw how shit is in other places, we get more respect and understand that the world is bigger than our small hoods and our blocks and our traps. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree.
All right.
Off the top, I just want to say that the average person that travels, I've come to believe that people that travel are fairly smarter.
Yes. When you say smarter, I'm just talking, I guess you could say.
I mean, not book smart, you know what I mean? Say smart, book smart, but variety of the mind is a motherfucker.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah,
you might have a New York state of mind or a Florida state of mind, but a person that traveled all 50 states, he's moving way different from the person that only been 2 or 3 states.
Right.
And then when you go to different countries, you learn different things. Like, I mean, like, I get a little lucky because I live in New York, so all the countries are here. So, I mean, I might go to the corner store, I might say Kefahalik, or I might go say Numaste, or I might go say Shalom. But then you go to another city where they don't have that different cultures or different variety of people, there's no communication. You go to different places, it's only black and white, Puerto Rican and black, or black and Chinese, a little Puerto Rican, a little bit of white. There's not that much variety. So, when you travel, you get your mind open to different foods, you learn different techniques, you learn different ways to put your house together, you learn different ways to save energy. Like, it's so much things you can learn on that road and traveling from city to city and state to state and country to country.
Now, and I really agree. I really agree with what you're saying. I'm not saying that if you haven't traveled that you're stupid. That's not what me or Game is saying. We're just saying, I can't agree with you more, that people who are well traveled are generally know more. It's just through experience. It's just the way life works. The more you see, the more you know. You feel what I'm saying? The more you experience, the more you know. So when I speak about certain things, I have a hard time listening to the opinion of a motherfucker who I know never left the hood. You feel what I'm saying? Like, niggas who sit here and talk to me to death about certain shit. Nigga, if I know you ain't never left the motherfucking hood or the block, nigga, fuck your motherfucking opinion. Unless you're talking about some goddamn how much a motherfucking nigga get for a 4 and a baby or some shit, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Some shit I think you probably wouldn't know about, nigga. I really don't give a fuck about what your opinion is about half of the shit I talk about, especially a lot of shit I talk about on this motherfucking show. Because, nigga, you can't really fall with me intellectually because I know that your whole mind frame ain't even seen what I seen. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, and another thing, too. Not just, it's one thing to travel and ride the highways and go to the outlets. I'm talking about traveling, getting a sandwich, going to the diner, go get a beer or something, check out the nightlife, the club.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's traveling. Yes. Not yes. You went to auntie house and y'all went to the mall. And you said you was there. That's not knowing a place.
Yeah, right.
Like,
exactly.
I feel good. Like, when I, like, y'all in Atlanta, I don't need no directions down there.
Right.
I go anywhere I need to go and won't get lost. You know what I'm saying? So that's when you know you're a well-traveled person, where you could go to the different cities that you've been to and move like you never left.
Right. A lot of places that I've been to, I didn't stay there long enough to learn the exact lay of the land, but I was there long enough to get the culture, to talk to the people. I like to go to the hood, close to the hood, around every in all of the major cities, you feel what I'm saying, that I've been to. Even when I went overseas to all those different countries, I didn't go to, like, the tourist attractions. I went amongst the people, to the cities. I went to some landmarks because they were just something that you needed to see, to say I seen it with my own eyes. But for the most part, I would try and navigate through, you know, the cities and experience the people. And that's what I was there for. I was geeked off of it, man. And it made me a better person. Let me ask you these questions, because I got people raising their hand. I got a lot of people want to chime in on this one. But let me ask you these specific questions. You said you feel like you well-traveled and you've been a lot of places or whatever. How did going to those other places outside of New York? And once again, I want to reiterate something that you said. Being from a big place like New York, a multicultural place like New York, you know what I'm saying? That does, I mean, really, going to Chinatown is like fucking going to China damn near. You feel what I'm saying? Like, literally. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, because I've been there. So it's like, damn, nigga, I felt like I went to fucking China. You know what I'm saying? Like, real quick, when I went to that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nigga, that shit went from, that shit just turned to everybody was Asian, nigga. All the signs, I was tripping. It's like being in another country. You know what I'm saying? So
It's even certain parts of Queens, too. It's like,
yeah,
you got the Jewish community, the Russian community, the Africans, the Haitians. Like, every place is so, like, Queens is one of the most diverse cities in the United States.
You're
I always like to tell people that because everything is here. You go to the corner store, get a knish, beef patty, pierogies, whatever. Like, you could just get it. It's there. It's commonly known.
Right, right, right. So, how do you, but outside of traveling outside of New York, how did traveling to all the other places do you feel really affected your life? You feel, what did you learn from going there? Like, what did you learn from traveling down to Atlanta, to Philly, or to any other places that you've been?
Well, the place that really, like, you know, when you're from New York, you know, and you go up and down, like, I think the average person goes up and down the East Coast. So, I mean, like, it's okay to go up and down the East Coast. But the experience changer for me was going over to the West Coast, California, and Vegas. And then, you know, that's one thing to see California and Vegas, but the drive back across that continental divide was amazing. And it made me think how small my world was in New York.
Right.
Like, as far as going through Nebraska, going through Colorado, traveling through the mountains, and going through the mountains and everything.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
being in the plane, when you look down, like I seen you left a thing, you said you looked at the Grand Canyon. I looked at that. I looked at the mountains and all that. And it was just like, you know, when you get over to Nebraska and Utah, you see how these people live. And, like, you'll see a little tiny small house with all this land around it.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, like, well, damn, I'm actually settling for less.
Right.
Where I'm at, like, you feel like you got a big house in Long Island or something like that. That house is nothing because it's so vast on the West Coast. Everything is so spread out. Like, that's a city in Los Angeles where you can't really be without a car.
Right, 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 right.
You know what I mean? When a person's living in the ghetto, they have a car. You got to have a car because walking somewhere, you're going to either do a heat stroke or won't make it.
Right, 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 right. And that's what I'm saying. That's why I tell people all the time when it's just so different. Like, I know I used to meet people from New York and they were like grown ups and I didn't understand, like, my ex that was from New York, how a grown person didn't know how to drive. It was so eye opening to me. I was like, how are you grown and you don't know, but they never drove. She never drove. Until she met me, I taught her how to drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
and, I understand her, man, because like, I have a car. I haven't drove my car in like about maybe 10 months. Since I've been back in New York in Philadelphia, I haven't drove my car maybe like about the first 6-5 months I was up here. After that, I don't even need a car in New York.
Right, right. So it's very, 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 very different. What's the next question? Why do you think some people, especially in our black people, why do you think some of them got this closed in, the world revolves around their block mentality? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you think some people are addicted to being hood famous and won't leave their block?
Well, I can explain that good because I was one of those persons
that
never wanted to leave. It goes along with, like, the comfort.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're somewhere else, you're out to your area. So if I wanted to start some trouble, I could do it in around my block. Because I know everybody out there knows. No one's going to go against the grain. If I was to do anything or do something wrong, or even something good, I know the effects of what it's going to be. You know what I mean? When you do it somewhere else, you really don't know too much of the outcome. But in your hood, everything, like if you're a corner guy, you stand on that corner for more than 12 hours, you know when Joe goes to work, you know when Mr. Rita with that fine ass come home and pick the kids up. You know everything that goes on. So it's almost feeling like you're a god of your block. Because you know everything that goes on. You know when the police going to pass by. You know what days they going to hop out. So a lot of people get trapped off on that. Like, I live in a buildings where it's 4 buildings, and it's 3,500 people per building. But in my whole thing, it's 20 buildings. That's 20 times 35. And the mall is right there. You can get everything you need, the market. Everything is right there. So a lot of these places is kind of set up where you don't really have to leave. It makes people comfortable like that.
Okay, I can see that. I think I really agree with what you're saying. When you feel like you're a god or your block or whatever, you don't want to travel. You don't want to go. It's like that Cheers mentality, you know. Well,
yeah,
everybody knows your
comfort,
name.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like
zone.
Yeah, you want to be there. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You feel what I'm saying? It's like Norm when he walks in the goddamn bar. They're like, Norm. You know what I'm saying? You wanted to be like that. What's that? That's God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's that nigga. We know that nigga. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know the lay of the land. But that is entrapment. That's entrapment. You feel what I'm saying? And it affects black people real bad. White people do. Everybody else too. But black people have it bad. And I'm trying to get them to understand. And that's why I'm telling everybody, man, it's important that you take your fucking kids and travel and make them get used to this shit. Make them not want to stay in that motherfucking same. Let them understand and show them at a young age. You feel me? That it's other shit out here going on. You feel me? And I'm trying to put this on my people and let them, you know what I'm saying, do that with their kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Because in life, you know, in life, one thing you got to understand, like, you might got a brain and a heart, but every time you wake up and take that first breath, your eyes always want to journey.
Right, right.
Always. Like, the eye has to keep dilating. That means you're looking at different things. Your eyes is taking it in. And it's just like, what you see feeds your mind.
Yep. And so the more you see, the fuller you get.
Yeah.
Just basically. All right, last two questions. What are the top two places you would like to travel to, and what was the worst place you ever traveled to?
Oh, y'all going to kill me on this one. But the top two places I would like to travel to, you said Brazil. I'm not messing with that because I saw the Crying Game.
Well, no. I said that wasn't one of my top two, but I'd like to go just for the chicks.
All right.
I know you got some of the baddest ones on the globe, homie. Yeah.
I'm going to say Buenos Aires. I mean, it's a crazy port out there in South America. Buenos Aires. And I would have to say, I would like to say Amsterdam.
I said Amsterdam, too. That was one of mine.
But I would take that back because I'm not hearing they're too friendly with the brothers out there. So I would have to say, let's go with the Germany. I know the Germany people, they love the blacks out there. And it's a lot of intertwined cultures over there. So I'll have to say Germany.
All right, the worst
place I'm gonna have to be, y'all gonna kill me. I had to say Atlanta, man.
That was the worst place.
Yeah, cause I was in that old Marietta, man, and it was just like, oh man, it's just.
Marietta ain't really seeing Atlanta, man. Fuck out.
No, I'm just saying. I've been all over, but where I was staying at was like Marietta. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I was. Every morning, I would get up on that 75 South and get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, I feel you, because I don't like Cobb County. I don't fuck
yeah,
with
yeah,
I don't fuck
with Cobb. I'm getting out of there quick.
I really don't even like the west side of Atlanta, period, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Cobb County, Kennesaw,
like
all
the
that,
side
the great white man land, nah. But, you know what I mean? It's a nice place, but it was just like, you know, being from somewhere else, it was like slow, and then I hated the red dirt out there, yo. Like, man, don't wear no gray or no white T-shirt or have no Tims on, boy. Them things through.
Yeah, it depends on where you
was at. Those joints are through, man.
Well, I've been to a lot of places that's worse than Atlanta. I think Philly was way worse than Atlanta, nigga. I went to Philly. I was like, nah, I can't do Philly.
Well,
I didn't even like New York. Like, I like it.
I like Philly is bad. Philadelphia is bad. You know, understand what I'm saying? But... What's the word I'm looking for?
D.C. was horrible.
It depends where you go.
I guess so. D.C. was horrible, too. Horrible. Hated D.C. Didn't like it. Sorry.
Alabama, too, because it's like, you know, the people still living in the 60s out there.
Yeah. Alabama's bad. And Mississippi, also. You know what I'm saying? Mississippi's got it bad like that, too. All right, let me get to the rest of these calls. All on game. Tell the people how they can get to your show real quick.
Oh, well, we on freeze until after the New Year, so you know how I mean. We on freeze until after the New Year. Working on some new stuff. So we're going to chill on out. So, you know, just check out the YouTube. Follow me on Twitter.
I got to call you, man. What the fuck, man? We don't take months off around this motherfucker.
It's going to be worth it, trust me.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it. It's my homie Game Hunter from the Game Hunter DVD show. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to my home girl from Michigan. Michigan girl. Game, you want me to keep your mic open, homie?
Yeah, I got the mute up. All
right. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's happening?
Be Harvard building.
Yeah, nickel. Yeah, nickel. Salt Lake, nickel. Lay it down.
Whatever.
What's the matter? You don't want to rap for Ben Harper?
Hey, Ben Harper, that's where I'm from. I can't deny it. It's crazy, but hey, it's my hometown.
All right. Episode 122. I'm asking you the questions, of course, that everybody's asking. I'm asking everybody, I mean. Do you feel like you are well-traveled in your life?
I feel like I have traveled. I don't think I'm well-traveled because I haven't gone all the places that I want to go. And I haven't really been out of the United States unless you count Canada, which I really don't count.
Why don't you count? See, I've been to Canada. Why don't you? What's wrong? Why do you don't count Canada?
I mean,
I just,
it's not like you don't count it, but it's not like, you know, because see, I'm from Michigan. You can kind of go to Detroit and then take the tunnel and basically you there, so it really don't feel like you went out of the country, you know, so.
Well, when I went to Canada, it wasn't right there. I went to Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's where I was at, and you can't just get right there. You know what I'm saying? It's far up, a little ways up, you know what I'm saying, on the far east coast, you feel what I'm saying, over there in the Atlantic. It was different from America to me, but it was also, I will say this, Canada was the one place that if I had to get the fuck up out of America right now that I would go, only because I feel like out of all the places I've been, America still is unfadable, and so it's the place that closest reminds me of America, so I probably would go to Canada if I had to get the fuck up out of the U.S., you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if I had to get somewhere real quick, Canada was gonna be the first one. But
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it still wasn't like America. Maybe because I went up to Halifax. To me, it was really different. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't so different to where you felt like you was in Italy. You know, it didn't feel like being in Israel or Greece or all the other places that I've been. But it didn't feel like America either. But it was close to America as you could possibly get, I guess. So I can understand why people say, you don't really count Canada because a lot of them kind of speak English and, you know, a lot of signs are in English. And I get that. I dig that. But it was still enough. It was still different enough, I guess, to me to kind of give it a little feel. So you said that you're not traveled. Why do you think, what's the reason for you not being as traveled as you would like to be?
As traveled as I would like to be is probably just decisions I made when I was younger and money issues and stuff. You know, haven't had a chance to explore the world as I so thought I would have by this point in my life.
Right. I think that a lot of people that's listening to this show probably won't even comment because I got people on the phone line and they wouldn't raise their hand. And probably listening out there and they probably won't comment because they feel like they may feel some kind of way about it. They may feel like this may make you feel depressed because they haven't traveled. This is not the purpose of the show. If your purpose that you haven't traveled is because you made life decisions that stopped you from financially being able to travel and go see other places, okay. I understand that. That's life. I anticipated, like I said at the beginning of the show, 90% of the people that I'm going to ask that question who say no, that's going to be their number one answer. Didn't have the money.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Because everybody would like to. Right.
It's nothing to feel bad about. I mean, it is what it is.
If
you didn't come from a background where that was some, you know, if your background wasn't something that was something that was stress, you know, like traveling or, you know, y'all didn't have the money to do so, then, you know, that might not have been a top priority, but, you know, you still got time to make changes and make it happen, because I plan on going some places. I don't care.
Right, I understand. Like I said, life is not over. You're only 30-something years old, I think, so it's not even nowhere near time for you to just, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to make sure that I get my people to understand the importance of it. And that's what the show is about tonight. You know what I'm saying? Because like Game said, man, he could have said it no better. It was like, yo, not that I'm trying to call people stupid or anything like that. It's just that, like you said, when you see what your eyes see, it's information, it's absorbed, it's learned, it's experience. You feel what I'm saying? And so the more of it that you see and experience, you have no choice but to contend that you are more knowledgeable. And you have, you feel, it's just not trying to put anybody down. It's just one and one is two. You feel what I'm saying? And so I think people that are well-traveled tend to be more well-rounded, tend to have a more positive outlook on life. Because if you go somewhere like I've been and seen how fucked up it is in some of them other countries, then you could be more optimistic about where you're at in this country, your opportunities. When you go somewhere where When you go somewhere where motherfuckers ain't allowed to listen to the kind of music they want to or even voice their opinion, then you realize when you come back over to this country that, man, you could do a lot more shit. You can start your own little internet radio show called K100 and say, tell everybody to kiss your fucking ass. And there's nothing nobody can do to stop you.
Right.
As long as you can afford to pay that fee every month. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's like you just realize a lot of things that you take for granted, and it just helps you as a person. And not to say you're stupid or not smarter, but you just gain more knowledge that way. That's all. And it's just simple one and one is two. Why do you feel like some people, a lot of people, especially our black people, have this, and you're from a smaller town, so you probably can relate. Why do you think so many people have this this block mentality, this like the world revolves around their block or their hood? There's nothing bigger than that. People, you know anybody that's hood famous? You got cats in the hood that's hood famous. Why do you think that's so addictive, and why do you think it affects us so much?
I think it's like they get this, like you said, it's the hood famous or whatever, but they also know what's going on, kind of like Game said, like in my hometown, you know, if you grew up and you was the dope boy or whatever, you know which police officers you can buy off, you know which ones ain't, you know, gonna look the other way. So it's kind of like you know everything and you don't want to take a chance and go somewhere else and have to start all over, and you feel like you just, you have this sense of importance, even though it's not the type of importance you should feel, but you just feel like, oh, I'm the man, or I'm, you know, or I'm the man's chick or whatever, when you should be trying to do something else. And I think some of it comes from maybe not having anything growing up. So now you know, you're doing whatever everybody know you, and people scared of you if you that dope boy and you known for, you know, doing certain things like some people in my hood are. And so you know, you just get caught up in that.
I guess I can understand that. The term drunk with power comes to mind. When I think about why people get that way, drunk with power, or with notoriety comes a little bit of power.
And
you
they
know,
think that that's the only way that they gonna get it. They see, you know, like they maybe see people on TV famous or whatever, and they be like, oh shit, I don't need that. I make that much money, like, you know, doing what I'm doing now, or, you know, whatever, you know, they feel like that's their only way to feel important or feel like they are somebody, and they looking for that validation, and they get it from the hood because people either scared of them, you know, or worship them because they got all of this money, they got the cars and all of that stuff.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right about that too. That's also a valid point. 850-527, you up next. I'm coming up to you next after Michigan girl, so hold on. Next questions, and we're almost done here. Do you know anybody that's hood famous?
Yeah, I know a couple people that's hood famous back home.
What are the top two places that you would like to travel to, and what's the worst place that you ever traveled to?
Top two, I want to go to Hawaii. And I
want to
go to Italy.
Italy. I've been to Naples, Italy. No, I haven't been to Rome, but I went to Naples, which is a port city. It looks old. Europe looks old.
Yeah,
that's my thing about
Europe.
Europe looks really old.
They didn't build it after the war or whatever.
Yeah. That's why I think one thing that people just, they say, you know, it's like they say, France and, London. You know, I went to those places. Yeah, no. Don't want to stay. Nice to visit, to say I went. Don't even really want to go back. So many places I'd rather go than Europe. You feel what I'm saying? Europe, since World War II, they got their ass handed to them in World War II. People forget that World War II was fought on Europe soil. You ever see Saving Private Ryan in it? That shit was France, Germany, and Europe, you know what I'm saying? All those places over there. You feel what I'm saying? London, those places got fucked up in the war, and they only could build back so much of it. So if you go some places, man, it look like that shit. The war was 10 years ago, 5 years ago or some shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I've heard that, but I still want to see Paris because I want to see the Eiffel Tower too. So, you know, it's just one of those things that growing up, you know, you look at the books and, you know, all of that. So those are, you know, things that I want to see. Now, stay there. You know, I still want to go to Amsterdam, Germany. It's a whole bunch of places, but you said top two, so that would be Hawaii and probably Italy.
Hawaii. Well, actually, I picked Hawaii because I still want to go to Hawaii. It's still one of my top places, and I picked Amsterdam, too. Those are my top two. All right, what was the worst place you ever visited, traveled? And I'm going to the next caller.
Oh, my God. The worst place I ever went to was this little bitty town called Poplar Bluff, Arkansas. And it was where my grandmother was born and where my great-grandparents grew up. And, oh, my God, it was like stepping back into the 30s, 40s. I don't know. It was horrible. And I was like a teenager. I was just like, no, get me out of here, please.
Was it because you were a teenager or was it really that bad?
No, it was just really that bad because even my grandmother, who, you know, she was like, oh, my God, nothing has changed. And she left when she was like my age at the time I went. I think I was maybe 13 or 14.
Uh-huh.
And we went back to visit, and she left when she was somewhere between that age, and she was like, it looked like nothing had changed. It was just like everything had stood still. So even she was like, this is horrible.
Right, right. Worst place I ever been, Lisbon, Portugal. A shithole. That place is a fucking shithole. That place looks so dirty. Those people look so poor. They so racist. Just don't go to Portugal. Word of advice. Once again, just skip Portugal. You don't want to go. You don't want to see it. Nothing to see here. Moving right along. All right?
Wait,
trust
you got me. One more question. You ain't asked me what place I've been to that reminds me most of my hometown.
Oh, yeah. What about that? What place have you been to that reminds you of hometown?
Honestly, and it's crazy because I've only been there, like, maybe twice. But East Point reminds me of Benton Harbor.
I know. And guess what? Panama City probably will, too. Everybody that I know, listen to me. Listen up for real. Everybody that I know from Panama City that really been in East Point like that. Like, I got a couple homeboys who used to kind of hang with me, and they used to go to the point in me and shit like that. And even when I took my ex, my son's mother is from East Point. That's why I was over there a lot for the most part and other reasons too. But I took her to Panama City, and she saw what I was talking about. She saw the correlation in the people, the attitudes, how people think, how people act with their family and shit. She said, she was like, I see what you was talking about, why you said, she said, I see why, she said, because I used to always tell her, I said, one thing I like about, before we was even kicking it, I had friends over in East Point, that's how I actually met her. I used to always go to East Point, and she'd be like, why you always, you know, why, she never understood why, because of course, people in East Point want to get out of East Point, just like people in Bay County want to get out of Bay County, but when I was in Atlanta, I used to love to go to East Point, because it made me feel like I was at home. You feel what I'm saying? And when she went to visit Panama City, she understood then, because it really is that little, I'm telling you, man, the people, Washington Circle, they shut Washington Circle down. But Washington Circle, if that motherfucker ain't nothing but a motherfucking another goddamn St. Andrews Project or motherfucking, if Montel Holmes and another motherfucking Masolina, I kiss your ass. All my 850 people, holler at me. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I take you to these places, and you be like, nigga, you one line. You know what I'm saying? Those places, that place, East Point, remind, and I think anybody from a small city in a small hood where everybody knows your name, I think East Point is indicative of that in Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? Even where the people at. Yeah.
I went over there and I was like, what the hell did I come back to? Did I come back in Benton Harbor for real?
Yeah. So it really did remind me of, I was over there all the time when I first got here, and I was like kicking it.
But you know what? That's why I won't, and I know you got to get the other call, but that's why I won't go over there that often, because it's like, I left Michigan to get out of Benton Harbor, to get away from that mentality, and once I went over there and saw that it was like stepping back into that same town, that same mentality, I won't even go over there like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you have different reasons for being over there.
No, but I would never move over there. I would never live over there. But I used to love the business because it felt like I was going home. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't even trying to do all of that, so I have to stay away from over there.
Tell you, all my 850 people that's in the 8347-934-0966, tell me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm not. All right, thanks, Michigan girl. Stay on the line if you can, please. 850-527, what's up? Holla at
How's
me.
How's
it going? T. Lewis.
What up?
What's going on? 713, you on deck. I see your key. I see my homie from the some Duval down there too. See if he can kick up some dust. What's happening, homie? Episode 121. We're talking about being well traveled. We're talking about traveling, how it affects people's mentality. We've had a lot of great points so far. My homeboy Game said, not to disrespect anybody, but people who are well traveled and who have traveled more. Not that we feel like other people are dumb, but we feel like you gain more knowledge when you travel, because you see, when you see things with your eyes and experience it, it's information you feed it. It feeds your brain. It feeds your life like that. And so, of course, if you've been more places, then you ate more. It's one and one is two. You feel me? You got one plate. Right. I got five. I'm going to get more fuller. You feel what I'm saying? So yeah. We're not calling anybody stupid, but we feel like people who are well-traveled tend to, you know, be a little bit more wiser to the ways of the world, to the realities of the world. So that's that's one point that we came up with. So the first question is, do you feel like you've traveled a lot in your life?
I've traveled. It's kind of like a double-edged sword for me. I think I've traveled a bit, but not a lot though. There's more that I think I can do, because there's a lot more places that I would like to go.
Okay. See, everybody's kind of having a tough time with that, because people are saying they think.
Because I've been doing, I mean, considering, well, you know, Bay County and everything, considering with my family and everything, the way they look at it, I've been to a lot of places. But I'm
right.
It's to me, it's like, it's bigger than that. The world is big, and I want to see it a lot more than what I've just seen up to this point.
Okay. So if you're gonna go with if you're gonna go with you're not well traveled, if you're gonna say that,
and
why?
I'll say I'm not.
Okay, why
not?
What's your reason? What do you think the reason is for that?
I haven't been to a whole lot of places outside of the U.S. and I say a whole lot, even though I've traveled out of the country. I haven't gone to Europe yet.
But why? What is the reason why you feel like you haven't been traveled to these places that you want to go, or that you know?
Just for the experience of it. I haven't gone to Europe yet, and in the UK, I was slated to go twice, a lot, and mainly it was because of job. And in one case, it was for a foreign exchange program.
Uh-huh.
But both cases, in all three cases, something happened. In two of the cases, I got laid off from my job,
uh-huh.
And the foreign exchange thing fell through because my mom got sick, so, you know. She was on life support, so it was just like, I can't go nowhere now. So,
okay.
So that was kind of messed up. All
right. So, would it be safe to say that a financial reason, or you know, not, it wasn't because you didn't want to go, or because you felt like you was good where you was at, like, you know, you wanted to sit in your same familiar blocks, you just couldn't because of monetarily or situational reasons.
Right. And I was game to go to.
Okay. I'm asking the question because I said at the beginning of the show, I'm gonna contend that most people, especially black people, we aren't well traveled because we are economically in bad situations more often than everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I would agree with that.
Uh-huh.
I would agree with that, because most black folks are economically challenged in that aspect.
But that does not excuse who I'm about to talk about next. Why do you think some of the black people have that hood fame mentality, like the world revolves around their little block and their little circle? You feel me? And I know you know plenty of hood stars, because you know the same hood stars I know. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But why do you think that people develop that mentality, especially more black people than anybody else? It's because since they can't go anywhere, they're trying to make the best of what they have, and so they're trying to be stars in their own hood? Or is it just a trap mentality where they feel like the fact that they haven't been traveling and they don't know more, so they think like that's the shit, that's it, that's the end all tell all? Why do you think that happens so much?
Right. I think it's a little bit of both, but then it's a third component to it. But I'll go on the first part. I think they have it good where they at, so I think some people think that, okay, if I go here, it's still going to be women there. It's still going to be the trap's still going to be there, but it's just going to be bigger, more opportunities. So why would I go there when I can just stay here and still do the same thing? I think that's part of it. I think another part is that I think some of it's just laziness, that they just don't really want to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that there's a fear factor to it too. And honestly, I think the fear factor is more than anything else, because they fear that they don't want to give up what they have. And it's like, I've built all this up, and I'm gonna give it away. And when I'm in Bay County, I'm so and so. When I'm in Queens, I'm just, who is that nigga? They don't want to give that up. It's just like, and it's like, do I really got to rebuild that, or do I really want to rebuild that again, or can I rebuild
what?
That again? Or do
what,
I have
what,
to
what is the
else?
What? Well, see, the what is the problem I'm having with niggas. What is the what? Rebuild what? Rebuild your rep, your name?
Yeah, that whole
what
thing.
What was it?
What
was
whole, the whole persona, the whole thing.
Okay.
The whole thing that comes with being them. When they're back at home.
Right, when they're hood stars. Right, when they're hood stars. They don't want to, they're not a hood star anywhere else, so it's going to be hard to build that hood star reputation back up. You got to start. What took most of them... I will concede what took most of them a lifetime to build,
right.
At least through their adulthood, because you had to, if you known for being the hustler, or you known for being a head buster or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If you a certain nigga, you known for knocking niggas out, you can go anywhere and a bitch ain't gonna fuck with you because they already know what it is. But if you go to another fucking city, a nigga goddamn don't give a fuck about none of that and might see you or whatever. So fear of losing that, I can see what you're saying. I'm going to say fear mixed with more laziness, because you just don't want to try to start
that
over.
Too. That's why I said that's exactly why I said laziness, because it's like, okay, I don't have to do – I have to actually work to do something to get – like.
Right.
If they had opportunities, let's say if they was athletes or something like that, it's like
– Exactly.
Well, nigga, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to do all that reading. I don't want to do all this. I don't want to do
right.
that. It's like, well, dang, nigga, what is that all about? That's
lazy.
Crazy.
It's called lazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. What are the top two places you would like to travel to? What's the worst place you ever traveled to? And where have you traveled to that reminded you most of home? In that order. So first off, what's the top two places you'd like to travel to?
Top two places I like to travel. It's funny because I called back in when you were just talking to Michigan Girl about Europe and how dirty it was. I still want to go. And I've had other friends who have gone. I had one that just got back from over there last week. And they were like, it looks dirty and old. But one place that I want to travel, and Spain is one, because that's where I was supposed to do my foreign exchange program. But I really want to go there and just see it. And probably another place that I would like to go is Italy.
Okay, so you're still stuck on Europe then, basically.
Yeah, the Caribbean, I got friends and family all over the Caribbean, so I've been to several places in the Caribbean, so I got my passport stamp with all that going on there, so I need to get some European stamps on my passport. So.
Okay, all right.
And Canada,
I need to get Toronto.
Toronto.
I want to go to Toronto. Next time I go to Canada, I'm going to Toronto, but I went to Halifax, which was a lot of fun. But next time I go to Canada, I'm going to Toronto. That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I tell you a little bit of advice when you go to Spain, because I've been. Go to Barcelona.
Yeah.
I've been to Rota and I've been to Barcelona. Barcelona is not as dirty because when they had the Olympics there, they cleaned it up and rebuilt a lot of shit. And so it looks more modern than most of them.
Yeah.
The Spanish women are fucking beautiful. Go to those two places. Go to Barcelona if you can. If you got to pick one. All right? If you ever get over there. Go to that one. You'll like it. Hello?
I would not at all.
What's the worst place you ever traveled to?
Let's see. There's a few places I've been, and I would never, ever go back. A couple spots in Alabama.
Alabama's getting cream tonight. Alabama, I love y'all, but y'all getting it tonight. Nobody's got nothing good to say about Alabama. I don't either, actually, but you know what I'm saying? Not the people, man. It's not the people. It's just, I don't know. It's not the people. I done met some of the coolest niggas and some country-ass, but fine country-ass, cool ass women from Alabama, you know what I'm saying? But I just,
I don't know what's
going on with them. So what? You got to pick one.
If I had to pick one, it got to be Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Kentucky. That's clearly that's the place. It was bad. It was bad. I mean, I'm talking about. I mean, just ignorant black folks. I'm talking about just everything was bad. Amish folks. Everything.
Yeah. Just bad.
I gotta deal with ignorant niggas
and Amish. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I've never been, but I can see where you're going with that. Last question. Where have you traveled to that most reminds you of home?
Man, it was crazy because you know what? I haven't been back in a while. I haven't been back to Atlanta probably been about a year and a half. It's funny because I heard you say East Point.
It does. I'm telling you, man, it's the people there too, though. I'm telling you, this shit remind you of Glenwood, Millville, St. Andrews, certain Bay Harbor, Second Street, nigga. It's like, nigga, yeah, that shit is like Panama City. They just plopped it right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this, and maybe there are other places that are more like it, but in this particular area where I'm living at, that place right there really does remind me of Panama City. It really does.
Yeah, I was gonna say East Point too, but the same place I was telling you about, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, that reminded me of Panama City and Peoria, Illinois. Man,
I heard about that place. I never been.
The only thing is with Peoria is more violent than Panama City. That's the only thing, because you know you got them cats that catch charges in Chicago. They leave Chicago, come down to Peoria.
Right.
They start banging down in Peoria.
Yeah, yeah. And see, like I said, East Point don't got really, you know, it just reminds me of it. All right. That's all the questions. That's it. Hey, thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, man.
Next time we go to Vegas, man, I forgot, man. We're going to make sure we goddamn let you know, man, so you can meet us out there, man.
Yeah, man, because I was like, God dog it. I said, dang, if I would have known the niggas was out there, I would have met them niggas. I would have hopped the fight real quick, 45 minutes.
Yeah, man, we had a ball, man. But goes on in Vegas, stays in Vegas, so I'm moving right along. Next caller from the 713. What's popping? 843. Oh, LL is next. 713. Who's this, AJ?
Yeah, you know who it is. What's up?
What's going on, homie? What's popping, man? I ain't heard from you in a minute. What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I've been listening to the show, but I don't really say too much and nothing.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, man, it don't matter, man. I know a lot more people listen to the show than actually talk on the show. I got stats, I know. If 98 people downloaded the episode and only 20 people was on the line, what that's telling you? You know what I'm saying? So I know for a fact that more than four times the amount of people download this show or listen to it and don't say nothing than actually talk. I already know that. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I've accepted that. That's just the nature of my show. Maybe it's because of the time slot and maybe it's because of some things I say, but I'll take that support any way it goes. It don't matter.
Yeah.
And I still see all the stats. All right? Episode 121. It's bigger than your block, man. Life is bigger than your hood. We're trying to get niggas to understand that. We're trying to get people to get out of this hood fame mentality and get traveled. I want people to take their kids and make their kids well traveled, because we have already established on this show, once again, the well-traveled person tends to be more intelligent, more open, more successful. All right? It is what it is. You don't like it? Kick rocks. All right? It's just what it is. Question one. Do you feel like you've traveled a lot in your life? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. The answer is no. Why not? What reason do you have for not traveling?
Financial strongholds and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. You fall into the 90%. Yeah, you fall into the 90%. Like I said, I told everybody that's going to be the answer most of the time anyway. It's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's one part of it.
Go ahead.
Then, you know, another part is, you know what I'm saying, when I was growing up, you know, like the whole topic of the show, you know what I mean, everything to me just revolved around my city, Houston. You know what I'm saying? I love Houston so much that I really didn't, you know, I didn't really want to see myself living nowhere else at the time. You know, I always wanted to be Houston. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to grow up in the hood of Houston and then grow up and end up in a nicer part of Houston. You know what I'm saying? I love Houston. I love my city.
Right, right. And nothing wrong with that. You feel me there? Some places, if you're fortunate enough to be from a city where it's economically viable for you to come up in that city, and it's cool,
right?
Because listen, man, nothing beats being able to go 30 minutes away, when it's time, when it's first of the month, and you know who's going to have the food stamps for sale, when you know who's going to goddamn get these flat screens pressed off the truck around Christmas and shit.
Nothing
better than knowing your hood, being born and raised, knowing all the players, knowing all the dealers. Times get hard. You need to goddamn flip something, whatever. You can goddamn reach back if necessary. You ain't got to travel across state lines to do it. You understand what I'm saying? So if you're fortunate enough to be from a city that's got a fucked up hood like that, but you also can move 30 minutes away, like if you from Atlanta and you raised in goddamn Bankhead, but goddamn if you can come up and move your motherfucking ass to Lawrenceville, then you're fortunate to be from a place like that. I'm not. I had to get the fuck out of the whole city because that part, there is no Lawrenceville. There is no Stone Mountain in Panama City. There is no black middle class in Panama City. I had to get the fuck out. You feel what I'm saying? So if you're from a city like that, I'm not trying to knock anybody that's from a city like that and say that they love their city, and if it's economically viable for you to make those moves, that's cool. You feel what I'm saying? I dig that. You know what I mean? But I'm not from a place like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in order for me to do what I needed to do, I had to get the fuck out of the whole city. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not really knocking you if you're saying, well, you love Houston and you always wanted to live there. That's not it. You feel me? As far as the part about you not being able to travel, again, money, black people have more economic hardships than any other race of people, so it would make sense that we're less traveled than our white counterparts and our other counterparts. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. That is what it is. Okay. So on to the next question. Why do you think, though, and back to the point of the show, bigger than your block, why do you think that black people, for the most part, but more black people have that hood mentality? I know you know some hood stars, right? Are you hood famous?
Yeah.
Are you hood famous?
Anybody?
Yeah, you know, you hood stars. Why do you think it's so easy for us to adopt that lifestyle and be good with that? Why do you think we have so many hood stars and people who just accept that it is what it is and they don't want to go? Fuck it, if they had the money or if they did live in a city, they don't give a shit. They are who they are in the hood and they love it. Why do you think that?
It's simple, man. Like it's been stated like plenty of times before, man. It's just, you're complacent. You know what I mean? It's almost like you're settling. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're comfortable. You know what I mean? You're content with where you're at. You know, that's basically it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like all the factors that were stated all ties into the same thing. You know, it's like if you handling everything in the hood and you got a big name in the hood and everybody know you and everybody know what you're about, then when you step out places and do certain things, you don't have to worry about certain consequences because they already know what the business is with you, as opposed to you going somewhere else, you understand what I'm saying, and start that new foundation all over again. And, you know, like you said, a lot of people put a lot of work into establishing themselves the way that they are, coming from, you know what I'm saying, from young teenagers, 10, you know what I'm saying, 12, 13 years old,
right,
and establishing themselves, and then try to move out and start all over in a new city full of people that they don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's like reestablishing, and they don't want to do that.
Right, right. And like, hey, I mean, would you go up to a businessman and say, yo, he's got this great mom-and-pop store, you feel me, that's making a lot of money for him, he's good, everybody knows, he's got a lot of foot traffic, you know, would you ask that businessman to get up and relocate? You know what I'm saying? You would look at that and say, nah, that doesn't make sense. He's got a lot of foot traffic. Everybody knows his store. They know he's got the best whatever within the 10-block range. Why would he move? If he moves, he'll go out of business, blah, blah, blah. Well,
exactly.
You could take that and say that to the hood star. You could, but.
You could say that. You can say that to them. No, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you know.
Nowhere. What would you?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. If you, it's just like you're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying. You making buku money out here. You doing your thing with your hustle. How you got it? You may have a couple of rappers. You may have a couple of trappers. You may have a couple of airbusters. Your record label is not going platinum and universal, but you're making good money. I mean, money to the point where you can go anywhere you want to go, do whatever you want to do at any time, and at the same time, you got everything established within your hood. That nobody will fuck with you, regardless. Nobody gonna fuck with you. You go out and do your thing, and nobody gonna fuck with you. And you go, why would you need that? You know what I'm saying? Why would you need that?
I understand, and I'm not trying to, but don't think I'm reneging on where I stand with this now. I still think that's bad. You know what I'm saying?
I feel the same way you feel. I love to get out. You know what I'm saying? When I went to the Navy and I saw different places, I was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Fifth Ward, what? You know what I'm
right.
saying? like Phil Warren, yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's hood and this and that or whatever, but at the same time, me leaving Phil Warren and me leaving Houston and going to other places and learning other, you know what I'm saying, other people's demeanors and learning their different ways and how they maneuver, me coming back here, that makes me smarter.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? All the things that I thought that was so cool and I thought that was so, you know, I thought that was just so right, you know what I'm saying? Now I've seen so many different ways of how it's done. I come back and be like, hey, man, you hustling dumb, or you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
You hustling
right.
dumb, but you moving slow. You could be doing way more. You know
right, right.
At the time, like you said, that, like you said, it's a trap. That's why they call it the trap.
You right.
They give you the bad necessities of what you need. You got a corner store. You got a liquor store. You may have a little, you know, you may have a little low-budget clothes store down the high, you know what I'm saying, a little bit down the street. You can go down the highway into the night folks area when you got the money and ball off, and they come back to the hood and start with it. That's what I'm saying. You can go to these night clubs and do all this shit everywhere throughout the city, but then you always come back home. And everybody
yeah.
that go out with you or roll with you or know anything about you outside of your section know about you, they're not going to fuck with you neither. So that's what people get complacent on. That's what they get content with.
Right, right.
They don't know nothing outside of that. And
yeah.
They don't want to know it.
Yeah, and to ask somebody to give that up, is hard, but give it up, homie, because you can
yeah.
always do more. All right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, these last questions, I'm going to the next caller, these last three that I asked everybody. What are the top
mm-hmm.
two places you would like to travel? What's the worst place you ever traveled to? And where have you traveled that reminds you most of home?
The top two places I want to go to the islands. I want to go to St. Lucia's. I want to go to... You know what I'm saying?
Saint
Croix.
Yeah, yeah, Saint
Croix.
Puerto
Rico. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I want to go to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right,
I
okay.
love Spanish women. You know what I'm saying? I love Spanish women. I love this country. Yeah.
Love them.
There you go.
Love
there you go. Them.
Love them.
Love it. And I love the way they party, and they love niggas. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Where else? The islands and where else?
And my second one, I would have to say, like, I want to go somewhere like Australia.
I want to go to Australia. Navy,
everybody be like, okay, I was on West Coast Navy, so everybody like, man, you should have went to Australia or whatever. But every
yeah.
time I got ready to go on Westpac, I couldn't fucking go overseas. Optimal man in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? Optimal man in the experiment and all this
yeah.
other shit. I broke my leg my first year in the Navy, so you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I couldn't travel like that. And that's
yeah.
why I wanted to go to the Navy for. So I ended up going to different places in the United States.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. Yeah, it is experience. That's one thing. Like I said, that's the only thing I got out of the military, man, was traveling, man, seeing them different places. It was an eye-opener, and it really helped me out tremendously in my mentality. Last one.
Cool.
Last two. What's the worst place you ever traveled to real quick, and where have you traveled to that reminds you most of home?
Man, the worst place I ever traveled to besides the Six Flags out there was Bakersfield, California.
Hmm.
I've never seen gangster Crimson Blood that's straight country riding horses and using cows and shit like that. That's the craziest shit ever.
Damn. Gangsters that milk cows?
I'm talking about cowboy hats, crisp color flannels, blood color flannels, cowboy boots, the same color, tight jeans, country accent, get a West Coast swing,
and wow.
That was the first time I've ever seen it in my life.
I can die without seeing that. But the last question is, where have you traveled to that reminded you of home? I can die without seeing that. Where's the last place you traveled to that reminds you of home? Remind you of Houston.
Okay, despite of the size difference as opposed to, like, you know what I'm saying, it's a big place like Houston. It's a big city. South
mm-hmm.
Philly, man. It's like, you know, the only difference between South Philly and Houston is the space. You know what I'm saying? When you get a spot out in Houston, even if you're in the ghetto, you get a couple of acres of land.
Right.
Out there in Philly, you got these houses that's wall to wall, and you got this little bitty piece of backyard and this little bitty piece
right.
of front porch, and they can hop porch to porch and all that.
So how does that
like
remind
that.
You? So how does it remind you of Houston, though?
Because of the people, the atmosphere. It's live. It's always live. It's always live in South Philly. The people, everything. I went to South Philly. And I was hanging with one of my boys that was a DJ. You know what I'm saying? And they, I went to one of their little clubs, one of their little teen clubs at the time. I was like 20. You know what I'm saying? So I went to one of their little teen clubs. It kind of reminded me of Lockwood Skate Room back in Houston. You know what I'm saying? It was a game room at first, and then it turned to a little club. And then, they, you know what I'm saying, the kids, you know what I'm saying, the people got rowdy in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? They have freestyle, open freestyle sessions, and they recorded on tape. And it's all the same thing. You know, it felt like home. Every time
okay.
she, you know, walk through the store, you know what I'm saying, they fresh, they fly. The girls dig a nigga with swag. It's all the same.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. It's all
the same. Philly, South Philly and Houston. All right, that's the homie AJ. We got 713 Houston checking in. Thanks, homie. Let me get to the next caller.
Okay.
All right. I got LL. I got LL, my homie Mike, and Dan Key in that order. All right. And I got 20 minutes, so I got enough time to get all three of you guys. And the rest of you people that's been just sitting here listening.
Touching stuff.
LL.
What's going on?
How you doing? All right. We got to move right along. Episode 121. I was about to say two. 121. Bigger Than Your Block. Mike is up next to Dan Key. Bigger Than Your Block. You know what we're talking about. You've been on the phone for a minute, so I'm pretty sure you heard it. We're talking about, of course, being traveled, how important it is to be well-traveled, how important it is for you to make your kids well-traveled, to get out of that same hood star, hood famous mentality that a lot of people are in. Now, AJ did just bring up a couple of good points about how hard it is, how you going to tell certain people to do that, because if that's all they know, and they probably couldn't pull that off anywhere else, just like a business owner that's got a nice little mom-and-pop store with a lot of foot traffic and they eating good off of it, you wouldn't ask them to leave either. So we have asked some A and B about the discussion. First question is, do you feel like you well-traveled in your life?
I'm not as well as I would like to be.
No, so you're going to say no?
No.
Why not? What's your reason for not being well-traveled?
Because I would like to, you know, travel to more, like, outside of the States.
Okay, but why haven't you?
Financial reasons, I guess.
Yeah. That's pretty much the answer. See, I'm trying. Listen, everybody, when I'm asking you that, I'm not trying to get people to say, you're just trying to say everybody broke or whatever. That's not the purpose of the question, because I can't afford to go. I couldn't even afford to go to Vegas last weekend, but I fucking did it anyway. Yeah.
I'm poor.
I went anyway.
So if there's anybody in K100 land who wants to make a donation to the Latrice Travel Fund, let's do that.
Let's do that. Let's make a donation to Blitzers too, damn it. While you're at it, since you're feeling free-hearted. You know what I'm saying? but that's not the purpose of that question. The purpose is to show people. It's to display to people who sit around and like to be judgmental about us a lot of times. Well, when you're black, like I said, in general, which is sad to say, you're going to go through probably economic hardships that other people won't go through a lot of times. So that's the reason why a lot of the times. But it's no excuse for the hood mentality and the world revolves around your hood. Mentality that a lot of people adapt. So, with that being said, why do you think, LL, that some people develop that hood mentality and become hood stars and are good with that, or actually strive to be hood stars? Why do you think that goes on?
I'm going to go against the complacent thing, because I think that, like, if you're a hood star as an artist, it's not so far as being complacent or settling. I think that the main thing that people fail to realize with that is fear plays a huge factor in that, because fear is such a powerful thing. It's, like, amazing. Fear can make you not speak and not ask for, you know, things that you want. Fear will stop you from going to seek things that you know that you can obtain, but you're just scared to do it.
So you think it's fear more than...
I think when it comes
lazy.
To being an artist, it's not really complacent. You're not complacent. You're not lazy. You have this talent that your hood has recognized, but you're afraid to really grasp your success. So you stay. Your fear, it just, you know what I'm saying, it paralyzes you to the point to where you won't leave your hood.
Well, what about the regular people who aren't artists? What about the people who aren't artists? And what about the regular just hood stars?
It could be the same thing for that. It could be the same thing for anybody. I mean, no matter where you are, it's like fear can stop you from doing a lot of things. Fear can paralyze you, just whatever your talent may be. Maybe your talent is in computers, and you know that, you know, you have all this knowledge and you can move to a bigger city and make a bunch of money, but you're afraid to grasp your success. A lot of people are afraid to take hold to success. They know they can do it, but they're scared to do it.
I think fear does mix into it. I definitely, somebody else brought up fear too earlier, and I'm just thinking that it's easier. And fear, you can put fear into it, but I think it's just simply fucking easier. It's just easier to do that, to garner that hood fame, than it is to go out and make it on your own. And let's be honest, everybody. Why are we talking about this shit? Let's just keep it 100. Who doesn't want to be popular? Who really doesn't want to be popular? Who really wants to go from walking in the bar and everybody saying, Norm! You feel me? To being Cliff. You know what I'm saying? That shows just how nerdy I can get sometimes.
Yeah,
who doesn't want that popularity? Who really wants to give that up? If you have nothing else to look forward to, of course, if you have nothing else to look forward to in this place that you want to move or travel to, and you could travel and still come back to your hood. I'm not even suggesting that you travel and move and leave your hood and stay gone. I'm just saying you need to travel in order to gain and absorb knowledge of life and everything else, and maybe it might even help you in your hood. Instead of you being the same nigga from the hood that's doing the same hood shit and barely getting by, you may go travel and see how other motherfuckers make power moves in other places and come back and then go from being that famous person in the hood to being a city councilman or something. You feel what I'm saying? Because you
could,
made other power
but then
moves.
Again, you could not, because there's always somebody in the hood waiting to take your spot. So that's another part of that fear. You don't want to give that up because you know that next young nigga is standing right behind you waiting for you to make a move somewhere so he can fill in and take your spot. And it all depends on how you handled your business when you were there, if you can come back and gain your spot back.
Okay. Maybe so. You're gonna go with fear. Okay, I take it. Okay, fear. Let me go so I can get the rest of these questions and get the rest of these callers. What are the top two places that you would like to travel? What is the worst place you ever traveled? And where have you traveled to that reminded you most of home? Real quick.
The top two places, I would just go overseas, Europe, anywhere would be anywhere over there. Pick two places that I would love to do that. The place that reminded me most of home, actually where I'm at now in South Carolina, reminds me a lot of home because the beach and you have in town pretty much the same. You know what I'm saying? It's just like pretty much set up the same. And what was it? The one place that I would never go back to? I don't know.
The worst place you ever traveled to?
I pretty much make the best of it wherever I'm at, so I can't really say on that one.
So you'd have been somewhere and was like, oh, I can't wait to get the fuck up out of here.
I haven't been a lot of places. If I'm there too long, then I can't wait to get the fuck up out of there. But you know what I'm saying? I don't really have a place that I just hate it that much. No, I don't really have a place. I like to see new places and, you know, find my way around them. And so, no, I don't have a place like that. Not yet. I'm sure it will be.
Okay. All right. Well, all righty then. Let me go ahead and get the rest of these callers then.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, babe.
Okay.
All right. My homie from Duval, Mike, and then Keith. What's happening, homie?
It's Mikey. What's up?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show again. You can't possibly fuck this one up and be controversial. You just can't.
Man, I'm in Virginia, yo.
Oh, you're in Virginia? Oh, how'd everything go? How'd everything go?
Man, I'll talk to you not on the air about it, but I will tell you this.
Uh-huh.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Uh-huh.
You a man out here, throw up some money on your motherfucking Facebook page because your baby mama can print that shit out and that judge will look at that shit like, I don't give a damn if you working or not. What is this shit here?
Nigga.
In a nutshell, dog, that shit happened to me, bro.
So let me get this straight. I knew you were going to find a way to hijack this fucking show and take it off to the left. Some kind of way. I knew it. I knew you could. I got 10 minutes and I just gotta ask, nigga, did your baby nigga? Cause I know what picture you talking about. First of all, why Why does she know what your Facebook? I don't even give
man,
a
damn.
You know what? Hey, I'm not gonna get into that. All right.
Yeah, well, I talked to you another time.
Okay. So what you're saying is you went to child support court, and you tried to say you didn't have a job, but which you don't. But whatever it is that you do, whatever your grind is, you got a little money. So she basically went to she printed that shit off of Facebook when you threw the money.
Well,
to her
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. And gave it to her attorney.
You couldn't say it was fake money.
I wasn't a whole lot because I said it wasn't my money. I said it was my friend's money. I said I was just, you know, and the judge basically was like, well, you know, you want to look like you're a baller. You can pay like you're a baller. You want to hang out with them? Tell your friend to help you pay your child support. So.
I'm gonna kill you for being a fucking idiot. All right, you asked for it. That was the stupidest shit I've seen in my life. This nigga here. Let me get to the show, man. Episode one, I can't even talk to this guy. This is my homie, man, but he's always doing some fucking retarded shit. All
right, man. What's up?
Bigger than your block, man. What we're talking about on the fucking show? We're talking about being well-traveled. We're talking about why is it that people develop a quote-unquote hood mentality? Why do we have so many hood stars? Cats who never want to leave their hood. They content with never going outside of their block and their radius, and they good with that. And why is that celebrated and praised a lot of times? We've already established through argument today that the more traveled person is, in fact, the more experienced and intelligent person. Doesn't make you stupid if you're not traveled. But at the same time, what you see is information that you absorb and it feeds your intellect. Therefore, if I see five times as much as you, I'm going to be more fuller. And 1 + 1 = 2. It's basic math. People that are well-traveled are more successful for the most part. All right? So there's a lot of reasons why traveling is important. But we have a lot of people who are not in our community well-traveled at all. It's basically the norm. And we said that that's because black people have the most economic hardships and it takes money to travel. With that being said, all that right there, do you feel like you traveled a lot in your life?
Yeah, you know that.
I know that. So the answer is yes. How did all that change affect your life? How do you feel like it affects your life in a positive way or a negative way? Doing all the traveling that you're doing.
I'm just meeting different people from different places, man. It's like, you know, it really changed my life. I mean, it definitely made me the person I am today.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can have a conversation with somebody and they go, you know, yeah, you know, my mom's from Detroit or my, you know, my son's from New Jersey or California or Chicago. I've been in places, you know what I'm saying? You know,
uh-huh.
I'm from the Caribbean, you know, just to be able to say, hey, you know, yeah, I've set foot in your place before. You know, it can strike up a conversation with somebody. You talk to somebody and they're like, well, I've never been out of Florida. And I meet people like that all the time. And it's like, damn, man. Shit, it's, you want to be you, you know.
Do you think that makes you smarter than them or something like that?
Man, see, I don't want to come across like that, but yeah. I mean, sorry, I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, man, you know, I don't know. And then a lot of the times it's people that just ain't got much money, like you said, and, you know, mm-hmm. and all that shit.
Okay. Why do you think that so many black people have the world revolves around their block mentality? Why do you think we have so many hood stars, people who don't want to leave the hood, they good with it? Why do you think that is in our community?
I think, you know, like your homeboy from Houston said, man, I mean, that's just, you know, what they used to and stuff. I mean, it's no different than somebody white that's from the country and shit. Like, you know, we went to, you know, we were in the service with some cats that, you know, some white dudes are from front of the sticks and shit. And they're like, you know, I get out of here, I'm going back to where I'm from. That's just where they feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just that comfort level, you know. I don't even know if it's really a racial thing. I just don't think just black people do it. You know,
what
I
do
think.
You don't think? I think we do it more, but I know we don't. I know we're not the only ones that do it. How much do you
think
Hispanics fear?
Do it more than anybody? I think Hispanics, they don't like being. I hear Hispanics complain more about, like, Jacksonville. What I say, I hear them complain more because it's not a big Hispanic community here. They
right.
can't take that shit. They go back to Orlando or fucking Tampa or New York, Jersey, you know, or out west where, you know, there's just more. They don't like that shit. You
okay.
know, like, man, yeah, so it's, I can't adapt to this shit.
How much do you think fear plays a part into it?
Fear.
Fear. Scared to move out. Scared to get out the hood. Scared of what's out there. How much do you think that is involved, that plays a part in it? Fear.
Very little. I don't really think, you know, niggas are scared to leave, you know.
I beg to differ, but I think a lot of them scared of what the fact. I don't think a lot of them think they can't make it or they won't make it. What you think?
You got a point, you know. Every man different, you know what I'm saying, but, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let me ask you these last three questions real quick, and I'm going to go to my next caller because I'm running out of time. What are the top two places that you would like to travel? What's the worst place you ever traveled to? And what place reminded you most of home? Real quick.
I want to go to Japan.
Okay. I want to go there too, actually.
I want to go to Tokyo. You know,
all right.
I want to go to Tokyo because it's the biggest city in the world.
Okay.
There's 25 million people in one city. The shit is like, I mean, I don't know. That shit is just, it's so advanced in everything. From public transportation to just everything. I don't know. I just would like to just go there.
Okay.
And worst place that I've been was South Carolina. I'm sorry. I could never, ever live that motherfucker. I went to Charleston one time, but I said, man, I can't ever live in this motherfucker.
All right.
Shit.
And what's the one place that reminded you of home?
Like, when I went to the East Coast, like Jersey, New York, kind of reminded me of Chicago somewhat, you know.
Okay.
Man, that's about the closest I could say.
All right. That's my homie Mike. And for future references, via Mike, if you backed up on child support, don't get on Facebook waving money around on your profile pic. Fucking idiots, I swear, man. You my homie. I got love for you, nigga. That was just fucking retarded.
I know.
What's wrong with you? All right, homie. I'm out.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Mike. What the fuck is wrong with this guy? King!
What's up?
This nigga Mike, man. I don't know what's wrong with
this
guy.
He's just notorious for doing dumb shit.
Private call, I'm going to get you too because I'm going to have a little bit of an after party. So please don't hang up. All right? Please don't hang up. Oh, your window's down or something.
Who?
Yours? What was that loud? I thought I heard a car. Something like your window was down.
Window down? You know how cold it is in the lounge?
I know it
is.
It's
31 degrees. What the hell? Nobody down with it.
My bad, Charlie. Shit. Damn it. Episode 121. The world is bigger than your block. We got about 2 minutes. Real quick. Listen, everybody. We got about 2 minutes left in the show. And if you're listening to me, what the hell is that?
What are you talking about?
That noise.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Is that cars or some shit?
It might be. I guess. Is it cars?
I don't know, man. It sounds like
it's not even loud. It's not even loud. You want me to
hold
up and call back?
No. Just hold on a second. Hold on. All right, listen, everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. I got quite a few people on my line. I actually got two people who haven't talked yet. Don't hang up. I'm finna come to you. The live streaming portion of the show is about to end in about 1 minute. All right, we have to sign off because the show is only slotted to stream live for 2 hours from 8 to 10 p.m. But if you're on the phone lines, you can still hang around, and the conversation will continue. I will come to your phone line, all right? I'm going to go on for a little. I can go over, but you can't listen to it on the Internet. So if you listen to me on the Internet, I need for you to dial in right now so you'll be able to ask me your questions and everything that you want to talk to me about. If not, you won't be able to dial in about 90 seconds. The show will lock out, and if you're not on the phone line at that moment, you won't be able to dial in. Only people who's on the phone now can still participate, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Do it now if you want to continue to talk after the 10 o'clock mark. That's about 60 seconds from now. Thanks, everybody who's listening to me out there on www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100 via the Internet. Really appreciate your support. And everybody that's listening to the podcast, Of course, you know, the after party, which is what I call after the 10 o'clock hour that we go into, this will be on the MP3 version, the downloaded version. Also, keep that in mind, everybody that's on the phone lines who think that what you say is not being recorded. Just like Mike thought they wasn't looking at that fucking picture. Yeah. Fucking retarded. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You're going to hear the outro music if you're listening online. If you're on the phone line, stand by. You got 30 seconds to dial 347-934-0966 to join the after party. Coming right back after the outro music. Key, we back on the line. Had to, you know, give everybody the rundown and get on the phone line. It's only 8 of y'all on the phone line that hung around for the after party. Everybody else got locked out, and you can't call in right now. It's too late. But we still got two people who haven't had a chance to talk, my private caller, and also I see my homegirl from Jana, from Texas. Also, I see some people, somebody from 832, LL still on the line, Michigan girl, 2850s. I'm going to, of course, open up everybody's mic as soon as I ask the people who haven't talked yet these questions, and then you know we're going to the free-for-all section of the show. So, Key, what's popping, babe?
Man, is it still loud? I took my headset off.
All right, that might have been what it was, okay?
Okay.
So, we good now. So, first question is, do you feel like you've traveled a lot in your life?
I don't feel like I've traveled a lot. I've traveled kind of more than a lot of black people, since I'm black people.
Right, right.
But I don't think it's a lot.
Okay. Well, you've been to one of my favorite destinations, Hawaii. I'm mad about it.
I love it. Oh, my God. I can't wait to go back there. Oh,
yeah,
so nice.
I've been wanting to go to Hawaii.
Everything people think it is more.
Right. So I'm upset about that. But you want to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
I just came from Vegas. So we're even. All right, so if you say you feel like you haven't been well, of course most of us haven't been to fucking Hawaii, but you still say you haven't been well traveled. Why do you feel like that? Why do you think it's, what's the reason? Is it economic?
I think because it wasn't really money for me. It was more so time. Like since I got married early, you know, and I had kids, and it was just like I was so focused on family that it was just time. Like we would go on vacations, but it wasn't like traveling.
Okay, like Disney World and stuff like that.
Yeah, and like maybe Tennessee or, you know, just other little places.
What's a lot of people who ain't even did that though? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people.
I know. Yeah. Now that I think about it, yeah, it's like to me it's nothing. But some people like, well, hell, I ain't been out of Georgia. Like he just said, some people never left their home state.
Right. You feel me? It's a lot. I know a lot of people, grown people like that. If they have, they may have been.
My oldest daughter, she traveled the first time. She was like, too. She came to Chicago with me. So it's like, no, she traveled more in 10 years than most people have their whole life.
Yeah, both of my kids have traveled. My son has traveled more than my daughter. That's because, you know what I'm saying, his mom's side family got people out of town and stuff. So he's traveled more than her, but she's traveled with me. I've taken her across state lines to a couple of different places. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm definitely trying to strive to get more. And the only reason why I haven't done that more is purely financial. So, to say that finances are the reason that most people don't travel is just pretty much a no-brainer. You feel me? And that's sad, but it's true. So, why do you think so many people have the hood mentality, the world revolves around their block mentality, which we know a lot of black people have? Why do you think that is?
I think it's a lack of knowledge and partial fear. And a lot of people don't like to learn things because they're afraid of it. A lot of people are afraid of the unknown, so they are comfortable where they are, and they don't want to, you know, try to explore outside of that because they might feel like they're insignificant, and nobody likes to feel insignificant.
Everybody likes to be popular, but I was fairly
popular.
I don't know
about popular because, like, I don't really I wanted to be popular. You know what I'm saying? I've never been one of those people. Like, I just want everybody to know me. I don't even like people to know my name because that's when they start.
But then we, Well, then the show doesn't pertain to you then. But you're a minority. You're in the minority when it comes to being from the hood, especially. You feel what I'm saying? You're actually in the minority. People all the time where I'm from say they can't stand Panama City, but they won't get the fuck out of Panama City. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like they're scared to try to leave. Some of us did, some of us got out.
Because, like, with me, even though I was raised in the hood, I used to read a lot. So when I was reading stuff, it was like, man, I just want to go there and see if this how it really is. It kind of piqued my interest.
Well, you know, black people don't read. Black people don't read.
Well, you know, I guess I'm in the minority.
I'm just saying. I hate to be stereotypical, but get it together, niggas. So we're moving right along. What are the top two places that you would like to travel to?
I want to go, AJ took one of mine, I want to go to Australia. And I didn't want to go there until I went to Hawaii. So as I went to Hawaii, I was like, I want to go to Australia. So, and I also would like to go to Greece.
Greece?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to Greece.
I don't. I just want to go for a little historical fact. I like
you know,
Greece.
I've been, you don't want to go. You're not missing nothing. You're not missing nothing. I'm just saying, unless you're really into ancient Roman, into ancient Roman literature, and you know if you're into
I've read a lot of that, so I just kind of want to see it.
Okay.
And I want to go to Egypt.
There's nothing to miss. You're not missing. Now, there's so many other places in the world that's more exciting than Europe. I keep telling people that places.
I'm not really going for the excitement. I just want to go to see some of the stuff that I've read about.
Okay.
See it in person.
Yeah, you can see that ran down half not even half
fine.
Standing Coliseum.
And that's fine. It has its historical significance.
I guess so.
See, you
I
just
want
to go somewhere where you can party and fuck. That's not necessarily my goal.
See, I hate when you try to box me in like that. That's not necessarily
but
true.
But it's the truth. But
no,
well,
it's not.
Why are you applauding? Okay.
I was just being sarcastic.
Went,
I was being sarcastic,
went,
smart ass.
No, everybody.
I said Hawaii.
That
I
want
to go to Hawaii to party and fuck. Why did you go to Hawaii then? I said my
I
place
went
was Hawaii.
To relax. I went to Hawaii.
And I
want to
go to Amsterdam.
And
I want
to
sit in a fucking restaurant and fire out a book. No, I want to sit in
a
restaurant and fire
man.
Up a motherfucking
you
blunt.
You better hope you don't end up fucking a man.
Why do you have to be about fucking? You see this
type of
shit I talk. You see how people see
what I'm
saying? That's
what you said.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I want to go to Amsterdam. I don't want to go to Amsterdam. It has nothing to do with pussy. It has to do with alcohol. I smoke green. That's why I want
to
go to Amsterdam. I want to sit in the restaurant, eat my food, and fire up my motherfucking blood, and the motherfucker ain't going to say shit to me. That's why I want to go to Amsterdam.
You can go to California for that.
Well... Not like that. No, the fuck you can't. It ain't the same. Anyway, I'm thinking. Bye. What's the guy? What is United game? What's the worst?
I was about to damn say.
What's the worst place you ever traveled to?
Man, nasty-ass New Orleans.
Oh, shit.
I don't give a damn who get mad. It stank and it's nasty. Get mad. Clean that shit up. Smell like damn. The ship stank. The swamp stank. All that people walk around barefoot, feet dirty, it stink. And it's nasty. So whoever don't like it, fuck y'all.
All right. What's the one place that you've been to that reminds you of home? You are, of course, being from Southwest Atlanta, Georgia.
I've never really been anywhere that reminds me of home, really.
I try to go to places that don't remind me of home. That's my whole goal. I ain't trying to go nowhere. A lot of people say Dallas, I mean, a lot of people say Houston reminds them of Atlanta. I've heard that numerous times. I haven't been there yet, so maybe I'll go there and I'll see, but I don't really try to go places that remind me of home. If I want to be reminded of home, I'll stay home.
All right.
Well, what else? Was that the last question? That was it. That was the last question. All right, let me get to these other two callers, and then I'm going to open up the mics for everybody, all right?
All right.
Private caller, I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Hi, this is me calling from the great, great, great Methodist Hospital.
Oh, Ruby. Why are you calling the show?
Because I had to show y'all some love, and I just woke up not too long ago. So I had to sneak in call real quick.
are you using Hey, you know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm glad you're here. How you feeling today? You feeling a little better, huh?
I'm so-so. Just getting ready for tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So, episode 121. All right. Talk about traveling. You've been on the phone for a minute. We're talking about being well-traveled. You feel what I'm saying? Do you feel like you well-traveled? Have you traveled a lot?
I have 32 stamps on my passport.
Oh, okay. Well, then you've been a lot of places. So why do you feel like all the traveling that you've done, how do you feel that it helped you as a person?
Because I got to see stuff. I got to, look at the history and everything. Everything. You just find yourself. You just find more about yourself when you travel.
Okay. Why do you think that so many, a lot of people, especially black people, have the hood mentality, the hood, they want to be hood famous. They really don't really care about nothing that's outside of their hood, outside of their block. They get trapped and caught up, and that's where they want to be. They got that hood fame. They ain't trying to give it up. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think that mentality comes around a lot in our community?
Honestly and truly, I couldn't answer that question. I mean, to give you my best answers, because, that's just basically, what they're used to, what they're immune to, I guess.
Do you think it has anything to do with fear?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's all fear. I just think it's a little bit of fear and a little bit of just people like to be known and have.
They're saying where they get most of the love from, basically.
Yeah. Basically, they don't want to know what it's like to not have that recognition everywhere they go. They don't want to know what it's not like to go to the club and the bouncers let you in free or whatever because they know you, or you ain't got to worry about nobody fucking with you or no jumping on you or robbing you or nothing because everybody know who you are. So a lot of cats just don't want to leave that comfort zone. You feel what I'm saying? Even if leaving is the best thing, a better move than staying there, they just won't do it. What are the top two places that you would like to travel?
I want to go to Rome. And I want to go to Africa.
Okay, Africa maybe. I haven't been. There's nothing in Rome. Europe.
I just want to throw a coin off in the wish fountain.
I've never been to Rome, but I've been to Naples and maybe Rome.
I've been to Amsterdam. I've been to Japan and Tokyo.
Fuck you. You've been to Amsterdam? Fuck you.
Yes. Butt naked women off in the windows.
Fuck the hoes. I want to smoke the green in the restaurant.
Yes, the green. Yes. They got the best. I don't care what anybody say, but Amsterdam got some good ass. But you can just sit off in a coffee shop and just smoke that shit in a peace pipe.
Yeah.
And they give you the pipe.
I probably still roll a blunt. Anyway, what is the worst place you ever been to that you got 32 stamps? What's the worst one of them?
Let me think. The worst one I've ever been to, I would have to say Japan.
You didn't like Japan?
No, I did not like Japan.
What didn't you like about it?
The food.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Cause that right there, but you know, they got it's a McDonald's everywhere. You can find something. That's one thing about
traveling.
Yeah,
it's a McDonald's, but it's totally different.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it's totally different.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, pay attention, everybody. If you go travel overseas, get your motherfucking stomach ready. All right.
Yeah.
Some places have good food. Some places food is fucking horrible. All right.
Yes.
I went to some places and that shit. First of all, if you
go to
country,
like shit.
You go to some countries and you think you're gonna get a hamburger, but you have to realize they fucking think the cow is sacred. Well, you know you're not eating beef, are you?
No, you're not. And that's the thing about Japan.
You know,
think about
they eat horse meat. They eat all kinds
cats,
of shit.
Dogs.
Yeah. So the food over there, I didn't even like the food in Europe. It was nasty. The only place I ate that was good when I was in Spain, the food was good.
Yeah,
and
the food is excellent.
The food was
excellent.
Good. I couldn't even eat in Naples because everywhere, you know, they still had butcher shops. So everywhere you walk by, you got skinned up animals hanging out the damn windows and shit. Ain't no nicely little wrapped up shit at Kroger's, motherfuckers, okay?
Mm-mm. I was there for 2 weeks. And when I got back to the States, oh my God, I think I gained like 20 pounds in one day.
Food is just, Canada had good food, and that's basically America. So many,
yeah.
Right? I said, but all the other places I went to, the food was horrible. I didn't like none of it. France had some good sweets. I ate a lot of sweet pastries.
Japan, and they have some good food.
Yeah, I ate a lot of sweet pastries, but in France that was good as fuck. Like I had a motherfucking donut, nigga. Fuck Krispy Kreme, nigga. I'm telling you, I had a donut in France, make you slap the shit out your mouth.
They got the best.
Nah.
They got the best. Fuck Krispy Kreme.
Ain't no fucking donut, nigga. That's a real donut over in fucking France. I was in Toulon, France. I ate a fucking donut, nigga. That shit felt like cotton candy, nigga. I'm telling you, that shit.
It melts in your mouth.
That's a donut.
My nurse talking about hell yeah.
You ain't have a real fucking donut till you ate one fucking France. That shit was so good. I ate 10 of them, bitch. I ate 10 of them motherfuckers. I bought a dozen and gave one of my homeboys one, another one won, and ate the rest of them bitches. Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it just melts in your mouth.
Yeah, that shit was good. They had some good sweet shit, but that food.
It don't taste like me, though, but it just melts in your mouth.
I'm moving along.
Next question.
That was the last question. What was the place that you traveled to that reminded you most of home?
None of them, because home is where your heart is.
You always got to be different. Next caller. And then I'm going to the fucking free fall. You know, stand by, Ruby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going to Jana, and then I'm opening up all eight people on the phone lines after Jana. All right, so after I answer this particular call, I'm let her do her one-on-one, and then after that, if you don't know how the show works on the after party, I open up the phone lines to everybody, all right? And everybody can goddamn comment and say some shit or whatever the fuck goes on. Of course, at that point, that's when shit tends to go south on K100 and it gets some craziness. Probably so. Jana.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? What's popping with you?
Let's go backwards because my phone's about to die.
Okay. What you mean let's go backwards?
The last question.
Hello? Oh, and her phone is dead. Sorry, Jana. Shay's on the line. Michigan Girl's on the line. LL's on the line. Ruby's on the line. 832's on the line. Key's on the line. Jana was on the line. She's not there. And 850's on the line. And myself. Welcome to the rest of the after party. How y'all doing? It's only 8 of us here tonight, everybody. What's going on?
How are you doing?
Say what now? Hello?
I'm saying, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing? How you doing? Why everybody so damn quiet? Who is this from the 832?
Carnella.
Oh, what's happening, Carnella? I got a chance to call my show. How you going to call if you're on the show all the time and don't say shit? You're the only person that's still in line.
It's not the first time I called.
It ain't the first time you called?
No.
So basically, you're telling me you've been calling other times and you still ain't said shit.
No, I haven't.
That's all right. I thank you for calling anyway. If that's part, anybody got anything they would like to address just in general? It's pretty much a free-for-all right now. I got everybody's
fuck the number game.
What?
Fuck the number game that they got going on Facebook. Let me tell you. I cleaned out my inbox last night. Get up this morning. I had 340. So I think that's more. I had more messages, more numbers in my box than I think that I do friends.
How the fuck is that possible?
I don't know.
They trying to double up. They want two opinions.
I guess so. Who said fuck the number game? Who said that?
I did.
Oh, that's you. Oh, you said that?
Yeah, I said that.
Who else played? I think everybody on the phone played the number game today.
Yeah.
Except LL. LL didn't play the number game.
Yeah. I think that. I gave some people some raw questions today.
Okay, let's can talk about the number game. Why not? I had some pretty interesting questions on my thing. Once I started answering questions, more people started inboxing me. I just looked at my inbox.
Some people are actually asking questions. I thought you was on
Once I started posting up. My number answers or whatever.
Okay.
Then more people started coming in. I guess they was reading what I was saying, and then they wanted to know what I thought about their ass. You feel what I'm saying? And then, you know, so my inbox got flooded. saying. Did anybody get any surprise number shit going on today that shocked them?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I do. I do. People don't like surprise me because they know how I respond.
Yeah. Yeah. They just stopped inboxing me once I started gribby just doing the number games. They just stopped doing it with me because I just started giving them some ham-ass question answers.
Yeah, Ruby, I say something.
Yeah, Ruby.
Okay,
you were like,
stuck
what? Up, bitch.
You
are like,
I don't like
you.
You
ugly. I don't know how you got to be my friend. I was like, damn,
Ruby. I hate you. Yeah, and then this one dude, I said, dang, ain't you? I said, you a low class rapper. I said, ain't you like 50?
Damn.
But Ruby, why you had to tell the girl her stuff,
thank Ruby? Because it did, and I wasn't finna lie. I'm sorry, but all them people that's on there that's doing that number game, they need to get some balls and tell the truth.
You actually told.
I was hoping
you
were
just playing. No, I wasn't playing.
Good. You should have told her before then.
I did tell her. But hey, it left it open, so she left me. She left me a number, and I gave her another fact about herself.
Like, well, since you, if you wanna really know.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
And I told this one girl, I said, dang, I'd rather screw your mom than you.
Gosh.
And then she just said, ha ha. Like,
you know what? Listen, my whole thing with the numbers game, it was fun for me or whatever, but that shit is definitely not for anybody that's in a relationship.
No, it's not.
I've seen a couple people that
say something different. You don't have to say, you know, other shit. You can always say something good about somebody without ruining your relationship.
Hey, I put up there, if anybody looking for a pimp out, hey, I'm one for hire.
Oh,
but it seems like it's going. That's why
it's going.
You sound like a darn pimp up there telling people, come on, bitch, stupid bitch, come on.
sound like some pimp words to me.
Y'all ain't doing nothing to Facebook. Y'all just showing that y'all really are some hoes. That's exactly what I said. So, hey, you might as well get paid for it. I'm a pimp for hire.
I said people who shouldn't, because a lot of people was asking. And the only way you can do that and be in a relationship is if you decide to pick and choose which ones you're going to respond to. Period.
Well, you can do that, too.
You gotta respond to all of them if you're gonna play the game.
I responded to all of mine. Did anybody skip any of theirs?
Yeah, nope. I skipped a whole bunch of them.
You skipped mine, Ruby.
You know what? Hey, no, I didn't skip yours. I still got yours in the making, baby.
Because
when I was doing it, and then like I have to sneak because I'm not supposed to have my cell phone in here. So thank God I got a good ass, you know, nurse right now. So I'm not supposed to have my cell phone. So I was like sneaking and trying to just do the answers, but I got y'all. I still got y'all numbers. All the rest of them I deleted.
Okay, well yeah, I'm gonna have to send my number
to Ruby.
One last night, I saw those numbers in my damn inbox. I was like, what is this? I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, he was just like, Ruby, just tell us a fact about us. And I'm just like, oh, okay, for real? You want to know a real fact? Okay. That's all I have to do. Tell the truth about it. Okay. Don't tell me to tell you the truth. I certainly will. And this one girl was just like, and so this one girl I seen on there, she just thinks that she's just the hottest thing. I said, you cute, but you ain't that cute.
Oh.
Wow.
Then another one I said, even if you was the last one, if you was me and you was the last woman on earth, I'd turn straight.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty harsh. Anybody get any numbers posted up from them? I mean, you know, anything posted up about them that they didn't like that pissed them off or what?
Yep.
Who said yep?
I said no.
Oh,
no, all my stuff was good.
Everybody wants to, hey, I just figured out everybody wants to fuck me, so.
Because I'm beautiful.
It is what it is. Everybody said they'll smash. I get it. They'll bend me over, so it is what it is. I got an offer from my husband. He'll do me and his wife.
Oh, my. Wow.
Hey, they're knocking till you try it.
Don't knock it till you try.
Wow.
Don't knock it till you try. No knock until you try.
But there's only one of them that I got that I thought that was so cute, that was just so sweet, and I left it and I erased all the rest of them.
I didn't get one that really surprised me, or one that I didn't think. I think, you know what I'm saying, all the ones that posted something back up about me that knew me, I pretty much knew what they were going to say or something along those lines. So it really wasn't nothing that was shocking. It wasn't like the numbers game when people was asking me just off the wall questions. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, the question game. When I was
Send me your number. I send you something off the wall.
I'll send you my number, Ruby.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to send you my number. I thought I sent you my number.
Uh-uh.
I responded to your number. I know Ruby asked me. I responded to you. I responded to everybody today, except for people that did it while I was on the show. I'm going to get ready to do them right now.
No, but see, most of them, most of them responded in my inbox instead of putting it on my
status.
That's crazy.
They're scared. Game wrong. I, like, changed my number with a different person.
What'd you say?
I said I sent a different number to every person I sent a message.
Me too.
Mine's still the same.
Should I bitch it?
My nurse got on there too, and she started doing it.
Oh man, that's too. I would like for your nurse to be more focused.
Oh, she is. She's sexy too, bosom.
The same nurse she was talking about. She wanted to bang.
Yes. Yes, that's the same one. And she's bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how would you know that, Ruby? Did you just flat out
asked?
Yeah, you know. I asked.
That's all. I don't want no straight nurse.
Oh, my gosh.
Out of control.
Hey, Ruby.
Anybody else got anything else they want to talk about besides the number game? Anything else? Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Talk about places you've been. I forgot New York. That was a bomb. I loved it.
I didn't like New York. And I stayed there for a good It was cool to visit, whatever, but I would never in fucking hell live in New York. There's no way in hell. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, okay, to visit and shit, but I didn't like it too tough, really. I would never live there. That shit,
I would like to do, like, every certain season or something like that. I mean, I wanted to go when it was cold. I went in the middle of summertime. I always wanted to go when it was cold.
Why? But, it's cold as fuck there. Why would you want to go when it's cold?
Walk around,
you know
New York,
cold there?
See the ball drop and walk through the snow and all that stuff.
Yeah, you better take your ass to Atlanta and go to the damn peach ball dropping.
Yeah.
It's
that
cold
snow
as fuck.
Ain't
fun. That shit. Hell no.
Is LL still on here?
I'm here.
LL, remember what we were talking about?
Yeah, I already know. It happened, didn't it?
Don't get this motherfucker talking in codes. What the fuck wrong with y'all? What the fuck happened?
People on the line.
I'm just saying, what the fuck happened? How y'all on the phone talking?
You passed that test, didn't you, Ruby? You passed it, didn't you? With flying colors. See? Okay. I told you.
Well, you thought you was pregnant?
Yes.
You thought you was pregnant for real?
Yes.
Wow.
So you fucked the dude.
No, she is pregnant.
You pregnant?
Oh, wow. That's why you've been posting all the baby stuff.
Wait, stop!
I tell you that it's time for me to take my medicine.
Stop, and I gotta go. Hold the fuck up. First of all, anybody listening on this line is probably confused as fuck because I was like,
neighbors like in the other rooms and stuff, so we're not going to talk about this right now.
Let them hear your name.
Are your neighbors bisexual too? Because you know we run stuff at the hospital.
Neighbors probably know your fucking name. Anyway.
I can't believe it. You know what? I gotta see the results myself. First of all.
Oh, you gonna see the results?
No, I can't. I'm sorry, but you know it is what it is. But LL, we're gonna talk after the show.
Okay, call me up. I told you that was gonna happen.
Wow.
You fucked this dude, this experimental dick that you did just to see if you would like dick and see if you would can go straight or whatever, and you fucked him raw, and then you let him bust in you?
Yeah,
I don't
think he had any control
over
him busting in her. It kind of just happened.
Yeah.
And she pregnant, he busted her.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with you,
no,
but I mean, I don't think she told
no.
him
to
pull it out. It just kind of happened.
Question.
Yeah, I don't
point.
Know. It was like, you know, one heat of the moment in the shower type of thing. You
yeah,
know,
I understand,
and,
but I mean, goddamn it, didn't pull out. Swallow the baby. I mean, you ain't never had no dick before. What you thought was going to happen? You probably didn't even know he was about to nut because you ain't never had no dick. I guess. I don't know.
Is it even safe for you to, seriously, Ruby, is it even safe for you
no,
to
it's not. It's
okay.
not, and that's like the whole thing that we're trying to decide because I'm not going to be able to continue doing what, you know, the drugs and everything, and I'm going to have to get rid of it.
All right.
Well, another to be continued on the Ruby show.
Yeah, another Ruby show.
No, but, we'll talk, you know, in our little private little group that we be having. Before they turn my machines completely on, that's the only way that I'm going to be able to text. So we're going to have to, you know, text this off in, you know, our little group.
I'm hanging up now. I'm ending the show on that note. I can't even take it anymore. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for the after party. If you played the number game on Facebook and you're in a relationship, you're a fucking idiot. If you're gay and you decide to experiment with the opposite sex,
don't
get pregnant.
Don't go there.
Please leave me alone.
What else do I need to add? That's pretty much it for the show. Oh, yeah. Travel to take
care
of travel.
The money up and you own and you behind on child support. Kill him again.
Once again, if you owe child support money, you might not want to go on Facebook and post yourself holding up a wad of $100 bills.
Who did that? Who did that? I missed that.
He was so stupid. That was stupid.
So his baby mama prints it off and takes it to the fucking judge, and the judge goes in on it. Fucking idiot. You learn a lot. You know, in K100, you can learn a lot of shit listening to this fucking show. I'm trying to tell you. You can learn a lot. Learn a lot of shit not to do. All right, everybody. I'm ending the after party. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in for the show. I'll catch you guys tomorrow, man. This is crazy. I'll holler at y'all.
Ruby.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Ridiculous.